AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Outrage in the U.S. because of the on-camera beheading of American Nick Berg by terrorists in Iraq. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe says he hopes this horror will take the media spotlight off the prison abuse scandal.
I am also outraged that we have so many humanitarian do-gooders right now crawling all over these prisons looking for human rights violations while our troops, our heroes, are fighting and dying.
President Bush says there's no justification for Berg's murder. He says the U.S. won't be forced out of Iraq and will finish its mission there. Violence on the rise in Gaza. Islamic militants say they killed six Israeli soldiers in an attack on their armored personnel carrier. Six others were killed yesterday by a roadside bomb. How do you like to have this on your desktop? The federal government has announced plans to build a computer that can perform 50 trillion calculations per second. If only you could read the manual. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
I try to show the kids how important attitude is. I take them into a building, and we go on the elevator. First elevator we go into, I'm looking mean. And everybody in the elevator just starts backing off. So then, get out the elevator, and I say, now watch this. I go in the elevator, I'm singing, I'm being me. Everybody's at ease.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
If you want the outside of your home to look great, head to your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store for the Curb Appeal event. Now save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Exterior, our best-selling exterior paint, and save 25% on Deckscapes, our new premium deck care system, for the look you want with the durability you need. So stop in and save on the things that give your home that extra curb appeal. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, cloudy, 51 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A bet among friends led to the drowning death of a Well County teenager last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of an accident, Tamarack and Denver Tech Center Drive. We've had one at Denver Tech Center Drive and I-225 for the last 45 minutes or so. Sounds like a second accident in there. Watch for emergency equipment. Also, emergency equipment heading to Pecos and I-76 on another injury accident. Still one more downtown, northbound Spear north of Lincoln Street. Three cars involved in that one. And one more injury accident just coming in. This one at Holly and Florida. Fire equipment should be on the scene there in just a few minutes. Rain showers dot the area right now, but so far they're not causing much of a problem for traffic on the freeways. Tonight, News 4 has more reporters covering Colorado than any other station. More reporters means better coverage. Tonight at 10 on News 4. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A teenager in Well County drowned last night after making a bet that he could swim across a pond at the Mad Russian Golf Course. 16-year-old Mike Sweeney was in the water for about 2 hours before rescuers were able to pull him out. Sweeney was taken to North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley, where he died. This report brought to you by D.R. Horton Melody Series. An Army prison guard who has been implicated in the abuse of Iraqi detainees says she was just following orders. Private Lindy England has been featured in several photos that have sparked worldwide outrage. One shows her holding an Iraqi prisoner on a leash. England was interviewed by Denver's News 4.
I was instructed by persons in higher rank to stand there, hold this leash, and look at the camera. And they took a picture for a PSYOP, and that's all I know.
PSYOP is short for Psychological Operations. Excerpts of the England interview aired on CBS's Early Show. England also noted that some of the PSYOP tactics were worse than what has been depicted in the photographs. She wouldn't elaborate, though, on that. England is under arrest in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The week before last, it snowed in Metro Denver. Last week, temperatures soared into the 80s, and tonight, the roller coaster ride continues as we hear from meteorologist Todd Dankers with the National Weather Service.
A fair amount of cold air dropping down out of Canada and Montana. Just going to be moving down over the plains, coming into us later tonight. Also going to be bringing some rainfall to the plains. Kind of a late season cold front.
Danker says in addition to the mercury dipping into the 30s, we could get rain and maybe even some snow. However, he says by the weekend, we should be back up into the 60s. The National Policy Research Council has come out with a list of the nation's most business-friendly cities and states. Denver sits atop the list of cities with environments that make business owners feel welcome, while Boston, Austin, Austin, Texas, San Diego, and Dallas all earned positions in the top five. Massachusetts ranked number one among states in terms of business climate. The list of top cities and states published in the Washington, D.C.-based NPRC's Gold Guide. In sports, Colorado Rockies and Pittsburgh Pirates play the second game of their three-game series at Coors Field tonight. Last night, the Rocks and Bucks played 12 innings before Pittsburgh pulled off a 15-10 win. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series, great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Recognized by the Radio Television News Directors Association and the Colorado Broadcasters. Award-winning news and Denver's most entertaining talk. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm with Two Crazy Ladies Clothing and Gifts over by the Denver Merchandise Mart. I am a liquidator of fine designer apparel, such as Tommy Hilfiger, Liz Claiborne, DKNY, Eddie Bauer, Perry Ellis, Sue Wong, and many more items like that. On Wacky Wednesday, I go off the deep end. I can hack prices. I can do two for ones. I can take the most expensive garment I have and probably just hand it to you saying, it's Wacky Wednesday, you were my eighth customer, come on in, take this and go. I'm so cheap that even on a Wacky Wednesday, I took all my prom dresses that went from $90 to $350. And I did one day of $29.99. Come down and get them. I mean Scala, Jessica McClintock, XOXO, and Rampage. That's how cheap I get. I can sell this cheap because I buy it as liquidated goods from these major department stores. They didn't want a duplicate shipment. I buy that dirt cheap.
Two Crazy Ladies at 5686 Logan Court, Suite F, 58th, right off I-25 across from the Merchandise Mart. 303-298-8589. 303-298-8589.
I'm Crazy Mary. I go off the deep end.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Keeping the clouds around for today, we could see some storms, and some of those storms could be quite strong with large hail and strong winds. Yesterday, we had a sandstorm with some strong winds gusting up to 48 miles per hour. Going to be cooler today, high of 62. Chance of rain continues for tonight, down to 36, and tomorrow mostly cloudy. Morning rain possible, maybe some flakes of snow mixed in. Chance of rain for the afternoon, high near 50. Friday, partly cloudy and 65. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 51 now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. And in our 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a very famous figure, John Dean. He's going to be live with us in studio. He has written a book called Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. And he is a major historical figure because he was very instrumental in Watergate. He really blew the whistle. He testified against Richard Nixon. And he has written a number of books, and among them Blind Ambition, which was a huge bestseller. Lost Honor is another one, Rehnquist Joyce, Unmasking Deep Throat, and so on. So here we'll be joined by John Dean in the 2 o'clock hour. His new book, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. And just to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be joined by D.W. Buffa, who is a friend of mine. He has a brand new book called Breach of Trust. He is a legal. He writes legal thrillers. He's a former criminal defense attorney. Also, he has a doctorate, which he never tells anybody, in political science from the University of Chicago, and taught at the university level. He'll be joining us tomorrow, Friday. We're going to be live from the Denver Press Club, and the theme of the show is going to be the Denver theater scene. We're also later in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be joined by Ron Chernow, who's a National Book Award winner, and his new book is all about Alexander Hamilton, a new biography of Alexander Hamilton. The papers are full of a lot of stories right now. The papers are full of the story of the beheading of Nick Berg. And you can now, people are calling and leaving us emails with the website where you can access the execution tape. I have seen some stills. But I think the question I want to begin with today is, all of this stuff is so widely available on the internet. The question is, do you want to see this? It's just a click of your mouse. It's just accessing a website. I had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and I said, I think I don't want to see this. Well, I do want to see it because I'm curious, but I think I don't want to see it because it sort of burns itself as an image in your mind and in your soul, and even when you try to forget about it, do you carry it around at some level? Do you even want that in your mental file bank? Is the question, and I'd like your views on it. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So the question is, people can go online apparently, and there are websites, and you can see the execution because it's a crude homemade tape. And also, one of the things that's not been dwelled on very much in the reporting of the execution of Nick Berg is that the terrorists involved, and Joe Anderson made a good point yesterday, how is it that when we commit atrocities, we put hoods on their heads, and when they commit atrocities, they put hoods on their heads? What's that? I don't get what, is it because when you grow up in a democracy, you're not always hiding yourself, even when you're doing a bad thing, you're not wearing a hood on your head? Because it's sort of antithetical to our style of life in this country? I mean, it's a curious phenomenon and a very curious observation. But my question is, is this something, I mean, you certainly don't want your kids to see this, and your kids probably could see it, because kids are kids, and that's what they always want to see, what's forbidden. The minute you tell them you don't want them to see something, that's when they're going to go and find it. Remember when pornography didn't used to be so widely available? Just pictures of naked people? And so what were we forced into? National Geographic or something? Well, now all you have to do is subscribe to HBO, and or you just get online or something, and it's not an issue. 303-382-1150. Greg, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I'm just curious about why you don't want to see the beheading, but you do want to see all the prison stuff, the torture thing.
Well, the torture stuff isn't... You know, I don't know what happened there. And some of those photos are reported to be staged. And they're just photos and nobody died. Or the photos where people died, I haven't seen those. But the execution is something that we know actually occurred. At first I thought it can't be real, because I did see some of the still photos of the beheaded head. And I thought, that doesn't even look real. And it is reported that the headless body, the decapitated body of this person, was actually found in Baghdad near a bridge. So it did actually occur. So I know that it really happened. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I'm just curious.
Do you want to see it?
No, I don't think so. It's just a question of, you know, getting both sides of the story is probably important, but I don't know. It's just an interesting
I don't know if I particularly want to... I know that it really happened. It's not just a movie.
Yeah.
At first I thought this is they're just staging this. This can't be real, but apparently it is real. So, thank you, Greg, for the question. 303-382-1150. If you could click on the execution videotape, do you want to? Do you want to see this? Is the reporting good enough for you? A still picture here and there good enough? I have not seen it. I'm not eager to see it. I don't. Do you want to hold that image in my memory bank? But what do you think about it? How do you feel about it? 303-382-1150. Ted, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. First time caller, welcome to Enid Live, and we have something for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video. I did hear it on one of your right-wing brethren radio shows earlier in the day. I heard audio clip of the thing, and it was horrific.
I heard that there's a lot of screaming that goes on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I will see it, because I really think that I need to get both sides of the story. I think unless you see both.
I mean, what are you gonna gain? What do you gain? I'm not saying you shouldn't see it, but what do you think you gain by seeing it?
You're saying you couldn't believe it was real, or it didn't look real to you, and you
but
know.
But we know that
the pictures from the prison. You know, you read about it in the Red Cross report, and you think, well, okay, there's some abuse that went on, but it couldn't be that bad. And then you see the photos. People are you know, visual. We process things visually, and I think that tends to make a bigger impact on
Ted, let me ask you a question. You know what a decapitation has to consist of? It has to consist of somebody's head being cut off.
Sure.
And so do you need to, and you know that it actually occurred, that it wasn't staged, that it did actually occur. What more do you need to know?
Well, I mean, it's
What are the pictures going to show you? In other words,
well,
that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Okay, it's sort of the difference between being in a car wreck and reading about a car wreck.
So you want to upset yourself? Okay, you have the choice to do it.
I'm not sure I want to upset myself, but you want to horrify yourself. No, I think it will affect the way I process the whole gamut of information that I'm getting now.
How is it gonna fit into the way you process it? You already know somebody was brutally decapitated amidst shrieks that have to be so horrific you can only imagine the pain and the terror involved. Now, So now seeing it, and don't forget, you're seeing it from a point of view. A camera is placed in a strategic location. It's not like you're there where you see everything. You're only seeing certain things. You see and then what? What is that going to tell you?
I have a feeling you're going to see the important parts of that, right? I mean, what else would you not see? I mean,
Are you doing it? The question is, are you doing it from a kind of prurient curiosity?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've seen dead people. I'm a fireman. I get to see car wrecks.
Oh gosh.
Gruesome stuff.
Okay.
Well, you have more preparation for seeing it than most people. I'm an American, and you know this is something that's affecting our political process, affecting our social process. You know, we're getting a lot of information, and there's a lot of talk of abuse. Then let me
ask you this: they are saying that they offered to trade him for somebody in the prison if the Americans would let certain prisoners go in Abu Ghraib.
Yeah,
and that the Americans,
that.
Yeah.
I heard it was in revenge for.
Yes, it's in revenge for, but they are saying, and they said, we want to tell the wives and mothers of American soldiers that we offered to trade this Nick Berg. This is what was reported in several publications that I saw, or New York Times for certain. We offered to trade him for people that were in Abu Ghraib, and the Americans said no. So in addition to revenge, they're also saying that they offered a trade, and the Americans said no trade. Even if none of this all happened, what is your sense of how this affects the Iraqi equation? Do you have a sense of it?
Well, you know, I heard a quote earlier on the radio. They interviewed an Iraqi citizen, and he said he was ashamed be, you know, associated with the same people. And, you know, I think that's a good counterpoint to what we get all the time on the right-wing media, you know. I don't know exactly how it affects it.
I don't think
it should be our policy to negotiate with people like that, and I don't think trading hostages is a good precedent.
Okay, Ted, we're going to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Does it make the American people more angry? It's like, let's go get the Iraqis. Let's stay in there. Let's pound them. Or is it like, God, this is just unraveling. This is unspooling more quickly than we could have ever imagined. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Nathaniel, Denver. First time caller, welcome to Eat It Live, and we have something for you.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say, yeah, I saw the video, and I really wish I wouldn't have. It's horrific. It made me sick to my stomach, and I got a pretty tough stomach, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And I'm advising anybody that's kind of questioning whether or not they want to see it. If you don't really want to see it, don't put yourself through it. I haven't been able to get it out of my head.
When did you see it?
I saw it 2 days ago.
I thought it was only available yesterday.
It might have been yesterday, it's been stuck in my head. It might have been yesterday morning I saw it, but it's horrible. They don't just chop his head off. They, like, cut it off. It's It's not good.
All right, so you're sorry you saw it.
I am sorry I saw it.
Nathaniel, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Why did you think you wanted to see it? Because you were curious? And...
curious. I've seen all the pictures and stuff from Abu Ghraib, and I just kind of wanted to, I don't know, I was just curious.
How long does it go for?
Probably 7 or 8 minutes, I'd say. And all it is they're just talking behind him for the first few minutes, and then they start screaming, and they knock him over and hold him down and cut his head off.
He's not screaming. They're screaming.
They're screaming, yeah.
Maybe he's screaming, too, to the extent that he's able.
I didn't get that.
It's not him screaming. It's them. They are screaming.
It's them screaming.
See,
yeah.
I thought the way that people described it, I thought he was screaming.
No, I think it's them screaming because they cut his throat. That's the first thing they do is they all hold him down, and the guy that was reading the letter, I don't remember his name.
What kind of a letter? What letter is he reading?
He's reading a statement. And I don't know what it is because he's speaking in Arabic.
Right.
But he just stands behind him, goes through a few pages of this for 5-6 minutes, and then they knock him over, and a bunch of people hold him down, and they cut his head off. It's horrible.
Nathaniel, thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Jim, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You know, this whole thing makes me sad, and I Fox this morning was trying to push their angle of, are you more determined now? And, you know, I think...
Determined to, for what?
To get behind this war is what I feel they were trying to push us into. But I'm more determined to expose this thing for what it is. And to me, it's sad enough when a military person gets abducted and something like this happens to him. But this fella, he didn't have to. If he really wanted to go over there, he could have joined the military. And this is what's really sick about this whole thing is Dick Cheney's privatizing of this war, allowing contractors. I mean, it doesn't make sense, contractors in war to begin with. But this is the real dark side of having a contractor in a war.
But wait, there's more to this story. The family is blaming the government in some ways. I mean, the family is beside itself, as you could well imagine. Any family would be to see, to learn, A, that their son was executed, B, the horrific way in which it was done, and C, and then to know that the pictures are splashed all over the internet, and anybody who wants to click on their mouse can view these horrific pictures.
They can be the government
detained him. They thought that he was it may have had some terrorist links, so that the local Iraqi police detained him, and the family maintains that he was on his way home, and that if he had been able to leave before he was detained, none of this would have happened. He wouldn't have gotten into the wrong hands and so forth. And so they are holding the government responsible. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
and the FBI and everybody else is playing down any involvement, the government involvement. They just said they were concerned about him and they questioned the family, but they came and questioned the family as well. In Pennsylvania.
The government had a role in this before they even, you know, held him back. They opened the door to individuals, private individuals, to go over there and make money. I mean, this thing is greed-driven, this private contractor thing.
Well, he didn't have to go, and the parents, apparently, his mother begged him, please don't go, and he made 2 trips, and he survived the first one. He did not survive the second one. But apparently, they are giving, and I thank you for the call, they're giving seminars all over the country on how you can go to Iraq and make a lot of money. Plus, they're recruiting all over the country for people to staff the private contracting entities. Dave in Denver, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I one of your callers said that he saw it and he was describing it. He didn't see it. You can hear the guy screaming in the videotape. You can hear him gurgling on his own blood. I was for the war.
Did you try to access the video?
Excuse me?
Did you see it?
Yes.
And how's your version of it different from Nathaniel's version? Nathaniel said it was really horrific.
Was screaming, and the guy is screaming. The guy is gurgling on his own blood. It doesn't last as long as he said it does, but that's really besides the point.
Are you sorry that you saw it, or did it have no effect on you?
I had no effect on me. I've seen other videos of radical Islamists. That's one of their MOs. They like to cut people's heads off and show it on videos. So, it, you know, it's the statement. I was originally for the war. I'm still for the war. I'm beginning to think that these radical Islamists, Islam in general, we have done nothing but helpful to Islam. America went and saved Muslims in Yugoslavia, and I do have to admit I was against that, and I look back at it, and it was a good thing that President Clinton did. We went to Somalia to feed.
All right, let's talk about the war right here. You're still in favor of it. We went in there to liberate them, and look at what we're doing. And look at what they're doing in return.
I believe that that we should give them an ultimatum that if they don't stop killing us, that we're going to leave as soon as possible and leave it up to...
They want us to leave as soon as possible, Dave. That's the whole thing. 303-382-1150. If you don't stop this, we're just going to leave. Oh, God. I mean, at Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1150, KNRC. And the question is, since you can view the video because it's on the Internet somewhere, I'm sure there are all kinds of sites that'll spring up that'll broadcast, you know, that'll have it, and there are sites already available, and it's a mouse click away. And the question is, are you going to look at it? Are you curious? Do you want that image burned in your head? Is it something that you don't really want to carry around in your memory bank? Will you look? Have you looked? 303-382-1150. And more importantly, how will you keep your children from looking? Something I don't think you want your kids to see, is it, if you have younger children? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I went to turn off my computer last night, and a window came up asking if I was sure I wanted to shut down. Am I sure? How can I be sure about anything when I'm trying to sell my house?
If you're looking to sell your house, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage can ease your mind. Our extensive online exposure means your home gets shown through award-winning local and national websites. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Different people, different needs, all hoping for their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them, to work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home? To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors, 1 million members working for you.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
My neighbors stopped by my house this afternoon and asked if I had any basil.
Unbelievable. I've been trying to find a house and a mortgage,
and she thinks I can drop everything to concentrate on dried leaves?
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage makes buying a home less stressful, and our family of companies can also handle your mortgage with a competitive rate and quick decision. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ down almost 45. One of the reasons for the Dow's decline is that shares of Altria Group, the parent of Philip Morris, are down more than 8%. That after the Florida Supreme Court said it will review an appellate court decision. That ruling last year threw out a $145 billion verdict against the tobacco industry. One exception to the down day on Wall Street is the oil sector. Oil stocks are up after crude oil prices again hit new highs, well above $40 a barrel for oil. Time Warner and Viacom move over. There's a new media conglomerate on the block. GE, the parent company of CNBC, has closed the deal to merge NBC with Universal Entertainment's businesses. NBC Universal brings together movie and TV production studios, cable TV channels, and 29 TV stations. And finally, Jack in the Box saw its earnings pop up in the fiscal second quarter. Sales up 12%. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Attention seniors.
Congrats, class of 2004. You made it.
Oh, Blanche, stop blubbering.
From AM 1150, KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nicholas Berg was an innocent civilian who was in Iraq to help build a free Iraq.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:32 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And the question I'm asking is, will you, you know, this video of Nicholas Berg being executed, will you click on... will you click on the net? Will you try and find it? Do you want to see it? And I've gotten some feedback from some of you. Enid, I've read that Eric emails me. Enid, I've read that five people have said that they saw the video, and they all universally lost their lunches. The scream will never leave some of them. And let's see, somebody else wants to know what the website is. So, somebody else, let's see, will you mail me the link to the video? No, I'm not going to do that. You'll have to find it on your own. And somebody else wants to know how they can access us because of all the metal buildings. It's hard to pick up, sometimes hard to pick up an AM signal. So let me just remind all of you, I am on the web. The show streams live, the station streams live on the web. KNRCradio.com, KNRCradio.com, and you can always email me, Enid at KNRCradio.com. I see all the emails. Sometimes I don't have a chance to answer them. I'm getting zillions of them a day, but I always see them. So just know that they are being read and your opinions are being seen, whether I respond or I don't. But if you are having a hard time picking us up where your office is, you can always listen to us online. So the question is, are you going to look at the execution video? I don't know that I have the stomach for it, or maybe I do, but I don't know that I want to carry that image around. I'm curious, a little bit curious, because I'm always curious. But I don't know if I'm going to do it, because I don't know if I can stand to see it, knowing that it's real. It's one thing when you see a movie, you know, it's special effects, and you can barely stand to watch it, but to know that it's real, and it's a whole other thing. 303-382-1150, but remember that whole traffic in snuff films. And the other part that I want to ask you, the part of this equation, is what effect is this going to have on public opinion? Public opinion has been going downhill on the war because of the atrocities we have been seen to be committing, which don't look so atrocious now compared to this execution, this beheading, but the atrocities that we have seen to be committing in prisons in Iraq. And does this renew support for the war? Does this say, look, these are animals, we got to get out, we don't want to be anywhere near these people? I mean, what if you were going to put your fortune teller's cap on? What would you see as the, how is this thing going to play out? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Jim, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling just to remind everyone if anyone's going to watch this video, that it was George Bush who told them to bring it on. So apparently they are.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
And so I just wanted to remind everyone of that when they're watching it, that pretty much they were dared to do so.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Janice Karpinski, the U.S. General, the Brigadier General, who was in charge of running prisons in Iraq, and this is the Washington Post reporting, told Army investigators this year that she had resisted the decisions by superior officers to hand over control of the prisons to military intelligence officials. Now, Cy Hirsch says that she has a role. Seymour Hirsch reporting in the New Yorker magazine. She says she's being made to be the scapegoat and that she did not want other people running the prison that she was supposed to be in charge of, and all these military interrogators coming in. And she fingers two people, Jeffrey Miller, Major General Jeffrey Miller, and Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. So these are the first high-ranking names that we've heard of. 303-382-1150. Sean in Boulder, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live, and here's a kiss.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I had just seen the video a while ago, and actually the worst part of it is actually the screams. I think that really brings it to fruition. Otherwise, it's almost like watching a movie, which is kind of like our way of psychologically defending ourselves against something like that.
Who is doing the screaming? The version I heard is that the beheaders are doing the screaming.
The guys behind them are chanting either Allah Akbar or some other Islamic
God is great is what they were reported to.
Yeah, God is great. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty, but it's definitely his screams. There's no reason those guys would be screaming the way the screams on that tape sound, because it's not their throats getting cut, that's for sure. And
I'm just thinking that maybe like as a, how to put this?
Not as a war cry.
Yeah, as a war cry, as a rouser, a call to action.
Well, whatever.
Like this is the moment.
Allah Akbar was the main thing I got from them after their statement. And this is not like this is not like Bastille Day. This is not like the guillotine coming down. It's a clean sweep. It's like, you know, you can't even really see how big the knife is. I mean, he's got to really work this thing to get this guy's head off. And what I think everybody should get from this is, like it or not, you're for the
Somebody
war.
Said it. Jordan says it's like a dull knife.
It almost seems like it's a dull knife. It's almost a struggle to chop it off. It's almost like the knife is too small for the job. And
well,
sadly enough,
it wasn't too small for the job.
Yeah, that being the case, what everybody needs to get from this, if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, these people hate us. And these people want us dead. You could have voted for Ralph Nader, they want you dead. You could be a Lyndon LaRouche guy, they want you dead. And that's all that matters, and that's the hard, cold reality of it. And sooner or later, we've got to deal with these people. And the pretenses and the contexts of what you deal with may not always be...
I don't disagree that those kinds of people, and this is the hardest core of the hardcore who did the beheading, want us dead. So what is the answer to alienate all of your allies? Because they want a lot of us dead in different countries, and they have little cells. And so investigating these people isn't a matter of bringing in tanks and doing the traditional military thing. It is a matter of handling it like a very complex police investigation.
Absolutely. But if nobody's willing to help us, then who's left to do
well,
it?
Well, Sean, why do you think they're not willing to help us?
Well, obviously because the pretense for going in Iraq was a total farce.
Wait a minute. Didn't we alienate them, actively alienate them? We call them old Europe. We dissed them every way we could. And then we said, oh, by the way, you want to help us? And they said, don't think so. Not now.
That old Europe thing was in the context of the EU coming together. They thought, you know, Rummy and the neocons there.
Who are you going to vote for in the fall? For president.
I'm voting for Kerry, but I'm not too happy about it. I really don't. I think that guy...
I may join you in that sentiment, but I'll be doing the same.
He's about as entrenched political, old-school Senate, you know.
Think judicial appointments that you're going to be stuck with for decades.
I understand that, and, you know, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, these guys are going to be in there for life, and the deck is already stacked against us in that way in some ways. So I mean, you know, are you thinking, you know?
All right, Sean, we're gonna have to leave. We're gonna have to leave it there. And I thank you for calling us. I hope you'll call us again. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:40. Time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Cloudy, rainy, 51 degrees right now. A bet among friends led to the death of a Greeley teenager last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Rain showers around town starting to slow down the freeway traffic, which is a good thing. It also means the accident rate is down, which is even a better thing. Allow a little extra space between you and the car in front. Allow a little extra time to get to your destination. You should be in pretty good shape. No accidents on the freeways right now. A couple of them working off the freeways, though. One at Kipling and 6th Avenue. Sounds like that one is on Kipling. Another one in the clearing stages southbound on Tamarack Parkway at Denver Tech Center Boulevard. Emergency equipment was on the scene there for a long time. Tonight, News 4 has more reporters covering Colorado than any other stations. More reporters means better coverage tonight at 10 on News 4. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
16-year-old Mike Sweeney drowned last night after betting some friends that he could swim across a pond to the Mad Russian golf course in Milliken. Sweeney reportedly made it about a quarter of the way across, but then went under. Rescuers located his body about 2 hours later, but medical personnel were unable to revive him. Sweeney was a student and baseball player at Greeley Central High. Grief counselors are at that school today. This report brought to you by Time Warner Book Group. The CU recruiting party, at which three women say they were raped, was a sexual orgy, according to a deposition given by CU President Betsy Hoffman. Hoffman was deposed last month along with four other CU employees. The independent panel investigating the recruiting scandal has to issue its final report this Friday. Denver police say that 19-year-old Amber Torres is connected to two recent murders. They have recommended that Torres face charges in the stabbing deaths of John Hand, the founder of Colorado Free University, and cab driver Masfin Ghazan. Both killings took place within a day of each other in March. How safe is your money? Let Rich Dad show you how to protect your money and achieve higher returns. Read Rich Dad's Who Took My Money by best-selling author Robert Kiyosaki, now in paperback from Warner Books. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:42.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Hello from the road, folks. Thanks to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, I've been earning double Easy Choice stamps toward nights or double airline miles toward flights. Either way, these rewards add up quicker than snapshots in the photo album. Just call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night, maximum of 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles credits for qualifying stays between 212 and 43004. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Zip, 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 gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock, drive in.
checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy skies today. Continuing chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s to low-60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain tonight. Overnight will cool to the mid-30s. For tomorrow, pretty much the same again. Mostly cloudy, rain, and even some snow showers possible throughout the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high only in the mid to upper 40s. Right now, cloudy, scattered showers, 50 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1244. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. A full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
The latest news, sports, talk, weather, and traffic.
I did a little research, and I discovered a startling thing.
Where do you get yours?
Different, I'll give you that.
Here, Colorado Talk, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I recall fondly Nick in the hall. He and I would have conversations about the school day. He was actively involved in our music program, and I can still see Nick walking down the hall carrying his saxophone.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1246 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, and I want to remind you again, we are going to have a major historical figure with us live in the studio, John Dean, who played a big role in Watergate and testified. He was charged with obstruction of justice. He spent 4 months in prison for his role in the Watergate cover-up. He has worked as an investment banker. He was an attorney. His wife has written her own memoir, and now he has written a book extremely critical of this administration, saying that's even worse than Watergate. 303-321-1150. The question we're asking is, anybody can click on the execution video of Nick Berg. This is really the digital revolution in play. Just like what the Pentagon is facing now in the release of the pictures of prisoner abuse in Iraqi prisons. With digital cameras, with the internet, stuff doesn't stay a secret. Stuff just goes out, and it goes out in 1 second. There aren't gatekeepers to keep it from us in the old ways, and we can just see about anything that we want to see, including an execution on videotape, a real live execution that, by all counts, is extremely grisly and horrific. The question is, you're an adult. I'm not talking about children. You're an adult. Are you going to see it or are you not going to see it? Will it have an effect in your life if you see it? Those who have seen it, are you sorry you've seen it? 303-321-1150. The audio of it is supposed to be really horrific, the screaming that occurs. And then you see a beheaded head, and you see apparently a knife that doesn't look like it's up to the job, that either seems too small or too dull or both. And is this something that we should see? What is the reason for seeing it, really? I can tell you a lot of reasons for not seeing it, and I'm not anybody to censor. So I always think the best, and I may wind up seeing it yet. I've seen some still, so I'm inching into it a little bit. But I haven't been in any hurry to see the actual video. What's your view of it? What do you gain by seeing it? Would be another question. 303-382-1150. Bill, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I don't want to watch the video because I just think it's... It wouldn't prove anything, but I think that what this points out is how Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz miscalculated this whole war. They thought that these people laid down for us, that we were going to go in with our tanks and that they were going to cower in front of us. They never seemed to accept the proposition that these people strap bombs to teenage boys and girls and blow up school buses. What did they think they were going to do to us? And I think this is just the beginning of this. I think it's going to go on more and more.
But does this one moment where people get together and are outraged at this kind of a behavior to an American citizen, and an innocent American citizen, who is, by the way, detained by our own government there, according to the family, they're furious with the American government because he was thought to be a spy and was detained by the Iraqi police, but I don't think that that would have held if the Americans hadn't supported it. Besides which, the FBI came calling on the family while he was in detainment. They thought he was some sort of a terrorist, or he had some sort of terrorist ties, or they were trying to ascertain what was what. And by holding him, by detaining him, they kept him in the country long enough for him to get scooped up by these abductors and beheaded. Ultimately, he was set to come home sooner.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, he was just a victim of circumstances, but I think this is just starting. I think that they've got us into this mess and we can't get out of it, because if we leave now, that whole area is going to fall apart. So we can't leave. So we're stuck there.
And then what have we done? We've alienated our allies who might have helped us out. We've alienated the United Nations, or we did. They're back in the picture now. So yeah, we are stuck. But I think there's got to be some kind of a creative solution here. You know what? I have it. It's a light bulb going off in my head. Outsource it. That's what we do. We get a bunch of private contractors to take it over. There's the solution. 303-382-1150. Maddie calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
You know, I was just listening to your past couple of callers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the one that did see it, and I've read several people on some bulletin boards that have seen it. But I have no desire to see it. I don't see why anybody would want to.
There is absolutely
no reason in my mind why anybody would want to watch that.
Well, that's the question. What's the upside to it, other than you have seen something that you would never in your life I'm not talking about a movie version of it, but a real thing.
I think it must be the macabre of it, why we go to, you know, slash movies or whatever it is, but this is real life. I don't know why anybody would ever want to watch something that's real, or like maybe they're just not thinking that it's real. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Maddie, for your thoughts. I think we are so inured to violence because we've grown up on a diet of it, watching the manufacture of it. Los Angeles specializes in the manufacture of violence for films and television. That's one of what it does in the movie business. It's a big, big business, the movie business. And I think we've seen so much of it, I don't know if we're seeing it just to kick our sensibilities into actually feeling again. I don't know. Cindy on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome.
Hi. I have to agree with the other woman. I, at first this morning, was a bit tempted to maybe see, but the more I listen to the callers and the more I think about his family, I think out of respect, there's just no way that I would ever look at it. I have to put myself in the family's place and think, what if that was my child? But I want people seeing the pain and the horror of something like that.
Like a violation of privacy.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, all right, I'll play devil's advocate for a moment. Do you want, I mean, it is a tremendous violation of privacy. On the other hand, do you want people to see the suffering that somebody went through, maybe nobility is not the right word here, but the anguish that had to have come along with it? And the father said actually something rather surprising. He said he was sort of, he said it was the best way to happen. I'm paraphrasing very badly, because
yeah,
it was quick. It was quick, and it didn't draw it out.
But, you know, we all know. We can pretty much in our minds kind of picture what took place. I mean, we can sort of visually in our minds think about what it was. There's no reason to ask for, you know, there's no reason to go there. It's just this whole thing is starting to just make me sick. This war, this administration, it's like it's scary where it's going to take us. And I think that this is going to happen more and more as long as Bush is in the White House.
Cindy, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. The question is, you can click on this execution video, should you? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, save an additional $10 at AlaskaAir.com on top of paying no booking fees. Discount valid on qualifying fares when you use a My Alaska Air account. Visit AlaskaAir.com.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Does your gas barbecue grill pass the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality gas barbecues, including premium gas grills from MHP. Using only state-of-the-art materials and workmanship, MHP grills are built to withstand Colorado's harsh environment with unique features you simply won't find on ordinary barbecues. Since 1961, when they invented the world's first gas grill, MHP has been leading the way in quality. Family-owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in gas barbecues. We also have the state's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture at Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton. There's a Lair's near you. For premium gas grills from MHP, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Colorado's barbecue experts.
Businesses know it. Employers love it.
How valuable is a graduate degree from the Daniels College of Business?
When I graduated, I knew I could accomplish anything.
Graduates from the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver are in higher demand than ever because Daniels is the only Colorado graduate degree program ranked by the Wall Street Journal as one of the world's best.
Having the Daniels name behind you certainly will help securing an excellent opportunity.
But hurry. The application deadline for fall is May 15th.
I found the application process to be very easy. I completed my application in one day over the internet.
Apply today, and our admissions counselors will fast-track your application.
I was assigned a graduate admissions advisor who walked me through the process and was there every step of the way.
You may even be eligible for a merit scholarship or a GMAT prep voucher.
There's nothing to fear in the application process.
I would say, go for it. Do it.
Call 303-871-3416 or visit us online at daniels.du.edu/ fall.
Toyota owners, roll into summer with great tire service offers at your participating Toyota dealer. And keep rolling all year long with free gas from Toyota. That's right, Toyota is giving away free gas for a year to 12 lucky winners. Just come into your participating Toyota dealer, where you get the very best competitively priced service performed by Toyota-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter the sweepstakes.
No purchase necessary. Ends May 31st, 2004. Void or prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 year old with valid driver's license only. Void in Hawaii. Official rules at Toyota.com/owners.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Newborn Hope will host its annual luncheon and fashion show on Friday, May 14th to raise funds and support programs for the advancement of maternal, fetal, and neonatal health care. The event, hosted by Channel 4's Ed Green at the Marriott Denver Tech Center, features a children's fashion show with fathers and grandfathers participating. Meet the Lester family, whose two daughters, Hannah and Taylor, survived early and difficult births. For ticket information, contact 303-794-4483.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
Mary, welcome into the program on AM 1150 KNRC.
Thank you for having me. Jimmy, I started listening about a month ago, and you had just absolutely blown me over. You are wonderful. You are speaking everything that I personally feel, and I want to have business people up there running our government.
Yeah, if we would run it more like a business and less like the government, we'd be a heck of a lot better, I think, and Pete Coors can bring that to the table.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein.
Let's see what all the excitement is about.
Middays at noon.
Now, what in the world is wrong with that?
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:58 is the time, the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We're asking the question, you can click on the video of the execution, but should you? Let's go to the phones. Patrick on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi, first-time caller. Welcome, and we have a kiss for you.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
I've been listening to the other callers call in, and I'm just wondering if this is another one of Pandora's box, if we... like, you know, thought or were approved or disapproved of Nightline and the flag draped coffins. This is just another stage that we have to go through.
So what are you saying about this?
This is, you know, whether we like it or not, this is something that we have to deal with.
Well, we do have to deal with it, but are you still in favor of us being in Iraq?
No. None whatsoever. I hate this whole administration. Really don't even know how, you know.
So in other words, you're saying it's yet...
Anybody paying attention could possibly believe that we should be there.
Okay. So you're saying it's another obstacle.
I can barely hear you.
All right. All right. We'll say goodbye to each other, Patrick, and try us again. It sounds like Patrick's saying this is yet another obstacle that's happening in the, what do you want to call it, quagmire, unraveling, out-of-control situation in Iraq. An Owner's Lament. I'll share that poem with you. It just came in from... Mark Silverstein. Colin Powell said, if we break it, we're going to own it. Boy, was he right. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Two more hours right here.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. U.S. officials promised to find and punish the people who beheaded American Nick Berg on camera in Iraq. Images from the horrific video are being shown around the world. Berg's body is being returned to the States today. Donald Rumsfeld was on Capitol Hill asking a Senate panel for more money to fund the missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. NBC's Bob Kerr has been adding up the numbers.
The defense secretary came to this committee and said that even though the administration is going to ask for $25 billion more dollars at the start of the next budget year, it probably won't be the last request. It'll be more. Members here speculating it'll be at least twice the $25 billion.
Some senators are sharply critical of the way Rumsfeld is handling Iraq. There are new photos out that appear to show prisoners being mistreated in Iraq. They'll only be on display for 3 hours, and only senators will get to see them. They're being shown in a special high-security area on Capitol Hill. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
I try to show the kids how important attitude is. I take them into a building, and we go on the elevator. First elevator we go into, I'm looking mean. And everybody in the elevator just starts backing off. So then, get out the elevator, and I say, now watch this. I go in the elevator, I'm singing, I'm being mean. Everybody's at ease.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
If you want the outside of your home to look great, head to your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store for the Curb Appeal event. Now save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Exterior, our best-selling exterior paint, and save 25% on Deckscapes, our new premium deck care system, for the look you want with the durability you need. So stop in and save on the things that give your home that extra curb appeal. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, rainy, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A Greeley teenager died last night as the result of a bet. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Very, very wet outside, very, very sloppy driving conditions, and one serious problem on the freeways, at least in terms of congestion. Southbound I-25 approaching Yale, a report of a stall. Traffic there already jammed back to Colorado Boulevard. Very, very wet conditions, as we say. A lot of people driving around with their headlights on. Good idea so that you can be seen in weather like this. So make sure you turn your headlights off once you get to wherever it is you're trying to get to. Irvington and Clay in southwest Denver, fire equipment on the scene of a structure fire. 17th in Pennsylvania on Capitol Hill, interact involving a pedestrian. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene there. Now at AutoZone, get $5 off a case of Pennzoil motor oil and up to $10 in free gasoline after a mail-in rebate. See the store for details. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Grief counselors are on hand at Greeley Center High School today after one of their students drowned last night. 16-year-old Mike Sweeney was with other members of the school's baseball team at the Mad Russian Golf Course in Milliken, where he bet friends $50 he could swim across a pond near the clubhouse. According to a friend at the scene, Sweeney made it about a fourth of the way across when he started screaming for help. Today, student Chiala Batterson says Sweeney's death is very difficult for his teammates at the lake.
Some of the kids are blaming themselves because they jumped in and they couldn't get to him.
Divers found his body about 2 hours after he went underwater. Sweeney did show vital signs, but doctors could not revive him. Milliken's about 40 miles north of Denver. This report brought to you by Albertsons. Denver's News 4 has interviewed one of the soldiers implicated in the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. In the interview with KCNC-TV, Private Lindy England described a picture of her standing over naked Iraqi prisoners and smiling.
So to stand there, give a thumbs up, smile, stand behind all the naked Iraqis in the pyramid, take a picture.
Who told you to do that?
Persons in my higher chain of command.
Excerpts of the England interview aired on CBS's Early Show today. England said the photographs came as part of psychological operations, and while she would not elaborate, she noted that some of the PSYOP tactics were worse than what has been depicted in photographs. England is under arrest in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. She's being represented by a Denver lawyer. A deposition given by University of Colorado President Elizabeth Hoffman calls the party at which three women say they were raped a sexual orgy. She also says that she was shocked in reaction to hearing about that party. The deposition was made last month by Hoffman along with four other CU employees. The independent investigative panel looking into the allegations of sex and alcohol being used to recruit football players at CU has to finalize their work this Friday. In sports, game two tonight between the Colorado Rockies and Pittsburgh Pirates at Coors Field, weather permitting. Sean Estes gets the start for the Rocks while the Pirates send out Chris Benson. Rocks lost 15-10 in last night's series opener, which ran to 12 innings. Don't miss Albertson's buy one, get one free sale this week with items like boneless London broil, fresh strawberries, Gatorade, Blue Bunny ice cream, and more. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, imagine the value of a thousand words.
AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window & Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project. Alpine Window & Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window & Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window & Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window & Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window & Door.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. You can expect varying amounts of clouds with scattered thunderstorms that could be hail producers on in through late day and into this evening. And it'll still be unsettled tomorrow, although the bad weather will be tapering off. We should top out around 59 for the high, 36 for the low, 54 for our high on Thursday, mid-60s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Rainy and 45 now. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I have a couple of things that I want to share with you. First of all, we will be joined live in the studio by really somebody who has been a major historical figure, and that's John Dean. He was a major figure in the Watergate scandal, and he has a new book out called Worse Than Watergate, and he'll be joining us. He said the secret presidency of George W. Bush, and he thinks that this crew is even worse than what he dealt with in the Nixon White House. And he was a Nixon aide, as you will recall. He was an attorney, and he became an investment banker. He's written books, and one of his big books was Blind Ambition. So he will be joining us live in studio. Also, I just want to let you know a couple of things. First of all, I am going to be introducing Bill Maher, doing something up on stage, and that's in June the 12th, I want to say, on a Saturday night at the Paramount Theater. So I think there's tickets still available. Call them if you're interested, and you'll get a twofer. You'll get a wonderful evening of Bill Maher, who's always worth it, and 2 seconds of me. But I think it'll be great. I'm looking forward to that. And I also want to tell you about something that we are part of, KNRC Radio is part of, and that is the Tom Peters Company presenting the Leadership Challenge Workshop. It's supposed to be inspirational and interactive and provocative, and it occurs Tuesday, May 18th. So I think that that's next Tuesday, 9 to 4, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. all day long at the Denver Marriott Southeast, and that's on Hamden. And it's a special price of $169 per person. If you have got a group going, it's $149 per person. For groups of five or more, you can register online, and that's denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607, 303-527-0607. And it's supposed to be really wonderful. It is based on the best-selling book, The Leadership Challenge, and is presented by the Tom Peters Company. And it is a day-long lecture about leadership and how to get ahead in business. It's supposed to be very productive. Seats are limited, and that's the number to call. 303-527-0607 or go online, denverleaders.com. It should be really interesting. I like all those kind of things. I don't, you know, Tom Peters is certainly a very well-known name, but I love those. I love Harvey McKay's stuff. I like those. I even like watching, even and the Begathons. I love watching, was it Dr. Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention or something? I always get sucked into that stuff. I don't know what it is. Must have been living in California for, it's in the water. That's all I can tell you. Here's a question that we are asking. The question we are asking is, a mouse click away, the execution video, is there an upside for seeing it? Do you want to see it? Is it valuable to see it? Does it just make you angry all over again? Should you see it? Should anybody see it? And how do you keep it away from your children so that they do not see it? Because if this is tough for any adult to see, think of what it would do to a child. 303-382-1150. Mary, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Mary. This is Mary, and thank you for having me on your show. And I think your question is a very poignant one. I need your opinion on how relevant is it for our children to be seeing what they're seeing right now. That it's okay to air the dirty laundry of what six might have done, and they didn't wear hoods over their faces like the guys who did with this young man that they have taken a knife and, you know, cut his.
Mary, it's real. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you on a cell?
I am indeed on a cell phone. Does this help?
Let's hear. Let me hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Well, a little bit, not so well. But go ahead.
I guess the question that I pose back is how poignant is it for our children to be seeing what the six of our military have done, and you know where is the atrocities? You know, I would have. Had the group that had captured this young man and subsequently killed him said they were just going to retaliate, I would have rather had broomsticks than to have a saw that literally just cut this young
Mary,
man.
Mary, I'm not getting most of what you're saying, so I'm going to ask you to call us back, although I kind of think what you're asking is, should we have seen the pictures of what went on in the prison? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, at the same time that we're not seeing what others have done to us.
Well, we're seeing what others are doing to us.
But what our media is not putting it on the TV. They're willing to let...
You want
to
see... Are you saying that you want to see the beheading on the television? You want to see the execution on TV, Mary?
What I am saying is that I don't think that any of us should have seen anything. We shouldn't have seen our...
That's why... Memory. You know what? This is why God invented the off switch, to say, if you don't want to see it, turn it off. 303-382-1150. But she asked an interesting question, and the question is, should we have seen any of it? I think we should. I think we need to know what's going on. As much as I may not want to look at the execution video, I don't think anybody should suppress it. Should it be on television? Well, only with a lot of warnings to keep your kids out of the room. And later at night, I don't think anybody will put it on television. What you're going to see are maybe a still. You might see some stills. And this is a big question for editors, newspaper editors, magazine editors. How much to show? Now, what they did is they didn't show the genitalia. They, you know, they blurred that out when you saw stuff on television. They did not show the genitalia. But pretty much you saw what was going on. And Mary thinks you should see everything. Should you see people dying in battle? You can see it all, but isn't there also a question of taste that's involved? I mean, if everybody wants to see it, fine, be my guest. I don't particularly want to see it, and that's why there's the off button. And that's why parents were invented, too, as a matter of fact. They should monitor what their kids are seeing instead of using the television set, parking their kids in front of the TV set so they can do something that they think is far more important than raising their children. You don't want to have children? This is why God invented birth control. God invented birth control, and God invented the on-off switch on your television set. You know, you can use these two in concert with each other. Norman calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Norman. First-time caller. Welcome, and we have a kiss for you.
Why, thank you.
Welcome.
I don't want to see the video. I just don't want that image in my mind. But I was thinking that I've been having several discussions over the last couple of weeks. What will be the effect if Al-Qaeda does a terrorist attack prior to our election? What will be the effect on the election? Will people get fed up with Bush and say, you know, we need to turn against this guy.
Well, that why are you asking that question? Because it came up yesterday or the day before where a lot of people called in and they believe, I guess we're so cynical now, they believe that Bush would stop at nothing, that the regime would stage some kind of a terrorist event, and it would frighten people so much that they wouldn't want to throw out the present leadership and that they would buy themselves 4 more years.
Well, the reason I'm asking this question is because I didn't know the answer until this video came out. And I wasn't sure whether people would take the response that you said, or people would say, you know, we got to throw this guy out and get someone new in so this doesn't happen again. It's happened twice on his watch already. Or whether people would...
No, I think people get scared. My gut feeling is that if something happened, people would batten down the hatches and they wouldn't want to make a change. It would be too disruptive for most people. I would want to make a change, but I think most people might not.
Well, the reason I agree with that now is I've seen, you know, 24 hours ago, everyone was talking about the prisoner abuse.
You think they staged this? Is that what you said?
No, I don't think they staged this, but it has happened, and the dialogue has changed, and now you're seeing outrage at those savages. How could this have happened?
And so it turns it around for the administration. I'm getting emails from listeners who in chat rooms, people believe they saw a white man's hand. They believe that we have something to do with the execution in order to take the heat off the administration. That's pretty extreme, don't you think?
I do. I don't think it was staged. I think that this is the enemy that we're fighting over there. And, you know, I don't want to see the video, but this is the reality of the situation.
Does this make people want to keep us over there or to say, let's just get the hell out?
I think it's making the people that were undecided, and I think there's, you know, a small segment of the people that were undecided that are sitting on both sides of the fence. When they see something like this happen, this turns them against the enemy to a greater extent, and they say, gosh, you know, we're justified in, not justified, maybe that's too strong a word, but, you know, we
it's
need
a good thing. It's a good thing we're there.
It's a good thing we're there.
They're savages, and we got to mow them down. All right, I get the point, Norman, and I thank you for the call. How did you find out about our show?
You know, I've been listening to you on and off. I was a Bush supporter at the election, and I was just incensed over this war. And you know, I was listening to all the regular chit chat, everybody supporting this, and everybody going along with it. And you were one voice in opposition that I was, you know. So I've been listening to you for I guess really since prior to the war started, and now people are supporting you.
Thank you very much. And who are you going to vote for in the presidential election?
I think that the country is going to be worse off with 4 more years of what we had. I can't see it getting better.
So what are you going to do? You're going to hold your nose and go for Kerry?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, a lot of us are going to hold our nose and go for Kerry, but it's going to anything he does is better, and then we can fine-tune it from there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Norman. I appreciate it. Tell your friends. Thanks a lot. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Dana, first-time caller from Denver, welcome to Enid Live, and we have a kiss for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about, well, you were talking about the images. I absolutely do not want to watch that. I think just hearing it described is enough for me. It's just, I know how images stay in my mind, and I don't want something like that replaying over and over.
That's kind of where I am, although I might sneak, I might inch into it. I don't know. I don't know if I want to carry this one around.
You know, I have so much outrage in me already about the administration and the things that are going on that I think that that'll just
all right, so then
push me over the edge.
Let me ask you, if you are anti-administration, when you see something like this, this could push you over the edge. And if you're pro-administration, does it renew your support of the war?
I don't think so. I think you get to the point where you're like, my God, enough is enough. But what I wanted to say, which really infuriated me, I listen to talk radio all the time. I was listening to the Phil Henry show last night. I'm not sure if you're aware of who he is.
Yeah, I know Phil.
He was going off about the, you know, of course, the beheading, but instead of putting the blame, you know, going all the way back, blaming the officials, blaming this fictitious war, he was saying that the fault lies in the media who released the pictures of the atrocities that were committed on the Iraqi prisoners.
Was he doing one of his FACO characters, or did he really actually believe what he was saying?
No, it wasn't a character time. This was when he, you know, when he just talks all by himself and just goes off on certain subjects. He was going off and saying that whoever you are who released these pictures, who went after these pictures and got them before the public, even though the government was doing an investigation, you are the reason why this kid got his head cut off. And I was just,
wait a minute. Whoever released the pictures of the prison in Iraq, is he talking about that? Because the prison, the execution website is, I believe, an Islamic website. So it's the terror group's website, or one affiliated with it, or one happy to show the fruits of their labor. But
yeah,
the kid who made the pictures available is a guy named Darby. He's 24 years old. He anonymously made those pictures available to his superiors. And then I don't know which news, I don't know how those pictures got into the hands of news outlets, but they did, and everybody ran with those pictures. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that happened. Well, 60 Minutes too got it, but I don't know how they got it.
Yeah, well, he's saying that those are the people that are at fault for this kid getting killed, and not the true people who, you know, went to war.
Well, he's got
he
better go into one of his character acts again. That's all I can say. Dana, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. That opens up a line. The lines have been full. Jake, on a cell. You're live with Enid.
Enid, thanks for taking my call on this rainy day.
You're welcome.
You know, Norman kind of took away what I was going to bring up, but I would ask you, and I ask the audience, why now would this film have manifested itself? This person had been kidnapped for a period of time. It seems awfully curious in the timing that it comes out.
Why do they execute him right on the heels of? And actually, you don't know if they executed him before or after the Iraqi pictures. That's actually a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Well, what do you think?
You know, I think so many people dislike this country anymore. I just think the United States lets certain movements take their natural course, because it plays to this present government's position about how we're alone and we have to fight all that's going on in the world and it's all evil. And so I think it strengthens, you know, just like a mafia. Who benefits by an action?
You know, here's one of my favorite mottos, which I concocted. It's the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. So
right.
It is the inherently evil person who doesn't want to see that he is evil by his acts. He may have a cheery, perky personality, a very amiable demeanor. He's a yep, nope, Gary Cooper kind of a guy. But there's a certain evil here in what he has done, what this whole regime has done. I'm reading today about seniors with this whole business trying to figure out their cards and getting screwed on any kind of a Medicare benefit, a prescription benefit, trying to figure it out. People who are 85 years old, 90 years old, who don't exactly even know who the president is right now, trying to figure out something that would be very complicated for the rest of us who are not 85 and 90 years old. And I'm thinking that these people, putting everybody else's lives at risk, refusing to fight when they have the chance, are evil in their own way, and they don't even realize it. And they're projecting outward, everybody else is the evil doer. That's what's really disheartening here.
I agree with you, and I feel so sorry for this young man if, in fact, this took place. And I believe it did take place, but you know, part of this is a reaction to this bad economy in this country. They're offering these young people big bucks to go over and fight in this
affair. He did it on his own. Nobody offered. He went to one of these seminars. He's got a small telecommunications company. His mother begged him not to go, and he thought he could go over there and make a killing, and instead,
right.
And instead, guess what? He was killed. So.
And, I mean, the job market stinks.
But no,
so.
You can't, but Jake, don't go to the job market. That's more to the point of people going into the military who have no other options, people from very poor families. That would be more to the point of that story. But I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Dave, in Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. You know, after listening to all the callers, it just reinforces my belief that we need to see everything about this war, not just this, but everything, including the atrocity we committed against them, what they've done to us. It's just the truth, and we need to see it.
All right, I agree with you. I thank you. 303-382-1150, but does that mean that you're going to access that grisly video, the execution video? Is there an upside, a downside? You want to see it all? Do you think that you can see it and be unscathed by what you've seen and not be affected by what you've seen? Is it just a picture? If you start to think about what you're watching, I don't see how you can be unaffected. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hello from the road, folks. Thanks to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, I've been earning double Easy Choice stamps toward nights or double airline miles toward flights. Either way, these rewards add up quicker than snapshots in the photo album. Just call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night, maximum of 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles credits for qualifying stays between 2:12 and 4:30:04. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Zip, 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 got a filler up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock, drive in, zip out.
It's time for Ellen's Make My Day and May Days.
Out of my way, I have to get to work.
With Ellen's May guests, like American Idol's Paula Abdul, David Spade, and Antonio Banderas.
Oh, wow.
Plus, join Ellen's search for the most talented viewer.
How come you're not on TV?
And at the end of every show, the biggest of the big finishes.
Ooh, muy grande.
Next all-new Ellen, Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon, and live music by Patti LaBelle on The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Today at 3 on 9 News.
This is the sound of an escaped fugitive. He's supposed to be serving time in community corrections, but he decided to leave. Just walked away.
The truth is, criminals do this a lot, and it could be a long time before they're caught. I'm Chip Yost with the I-Team. How hard is it to track these escapees down?
In some cases, it was easy.
Mr. Dehart, aren't you supposed to be somewhere else right now?
Leave.
If it's so easy, why aren't they in prison? The I-Team investigates tonight at 10.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Belcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
KNRC presents Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater Saturday, June 12th.
I will give George Bush credit for this. He is working a lot harder than he thought he'd have to.
For tickets, visit HOB.com.
You know what? You got to get over that. Al Gore lost that election all by himself by maintaining his pledge to end charisma as we know it.
Or call 303-830-8497.
Seriously, the Republicans did not steal that election. It did fall off a truck.
Bill Maher at the Paramount, June 12th. Brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. The stock market's major averages are well off their lows of the session today as we head to the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just 44 points. At one time, it had been down about 144 points, but now trading at 99.74, while the NASDAQ has almost cut its losses in half today, down 24 now at 19.06. Investors have been dumping stocks of the usual fears, higher interest rates, soaring oil prices, which, by the way, were setting records today, as were gasoline futures, and, of course, the increasing violence in Iraq. Altria Group has been a drag on the Dow, down as much as 7% today when the Florida Supreme Court said it would review that $145 billion judgment that was dismissed against the tobacco industry. Now it's up for review again at the Supreme Court. And it's been a tough day for Cisco Systems. The company reported better than expected earnings last night, but the market is concerned about its high inventory levels, so the stock is down today. As is the Dow, down 46 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We will complete our mission. We will complete our task.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have John Deanan, who is really a major historical figure, had a lot to do with Watergate and blowing the whistle on Watergate, did some time because of it. And he has a brand new book out called Worse Than Watergate. And I'm very interested to hear his ideas. And he is a Republican, or he was anyway. We'll see what his current affiliation is. Jordan Lyles, our technical director and board op, says that he saw the execution tape. And I said, should I see it, Jordan? And he said, no. He said, it's one of those things that sticks with you. It's kind of a thing that you don't want to stick with you. And I had a really long conversation with a friend last night, and he's not going to see it either for the same reason. And I'm just wondering, those of you who've seen it, those of you who haven't, the question for a lot of editors is, to what extent should they show what has been going on in Iraqi prisons? Now, that whole story has been eclipsed by the execution of Nick Berg, interestingly enough. And even as we speak, or earlier this morning, you had a whole delegation of congressional leaders trooping to somewhere on Capitol Hill or the White House or someplace or Defense Department. I forget where they're having the senators seeing new photos and videos of abuse. They had a window in there like a couple of 2-3 hours. They couldn't come in with cameras. They're just there to view it and, I don't know, give their opinion as to what should be released. Eventually, it's going to come out. So I think that they ought to release everything that they've got. And in a way, they now have cover for releasing everything because what has been so savagely done in the case of Nick Berg, anything that comes out of the prisons now looks like Sex in the City, practically. 303-382-1150. What do you think about this? How do you keep it out of the hands of kids? Should any of this be made available? You know, the pictures that we're seeing Television is struggling. Newspapers are struggling deciding on what they should or should not show. Mike Unicell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Mike.
The main thing that I want to kind of at least try to create a distinction between, and maybe you can explain this to me, I have no problem. I mean, it's a semantic argument with what went on in Abu Ghraib being referred to as abuse or anything that's synonymous with abuse. But when people use the word or words that are similar to atrocities, war crimes, although they are on a smaller scale war crimes, in comparison to what happened to Nick Berg and his poor family, I don't understand how those comparisons can be made. I don't understand how Ted Kennedy can come out and say that the new management of Abu Ghraib, now that Saddam Hussein is out of power, is the American government. And I'm wondering if you can try to explain to me how that kind of extremism on that side can advocate.
I don't understand. I don't know what the point is that you're trying to make. Tell me what the point is that you're making, Mike.
Why does the left proceed in...
I can't answer the questions for why does the left. Tell me your opinion.
My opinion is they should show this.
That they should or should not? I couldn't hear you.
Should
show what? What's the this?
The entire execution, alongside with all the prisoner pictures.
On television? You want to see this on television?
I want to see it on television. I want the people to see
it. You can
happening.
Already see it on a website, so why do you want television to broadcast this?
Because people are going to ignore it. People are going to take it. And
oh,
not even
I don't think people are going to ignore this. Are you kidding? I'll bet you that the internet traffic, I'll bet you that the hit rate is enormous on this website.
So then don't watch it. But something to present reality. Listen to a screen.
But why should you see it on television? If you have seen it and you have gone to see this video?
Yes, I have.
And what is your response to it?
I cried. I mean, I was absolutely horrified to try to give any empathy that I'll never be able to actually have to his family and his friends that, you know, will come across this or that they have to hear his screams.
Should we also be able to see all the stuff that we did in the prisons? Should that also be completely available?
Completely.
All of it. Your advice then to the Pentagon, to the White House, would be do a document dump, dump all these images at once, get it over with, bite the bullet.
It breaks down to transparency, and that's what we need.
Well, I don't disagree with you on transparency. I don't know that I'd want to see this execution televised on any place. And there's a huge controversy because CBS is going to televise some kind of a diary from one of the... let me dig up the story, but it's a diary from one of our soldiers in Iraq. I want to say Vietnam. I keep thinking Vietnam on crack is what I keep thinking. Okay, Mike, I thank you for calling. 303-382-1150. There's a huge hue and cry over that, by the way, that they are going to televise her diary or her reading her diary or some voice reading her diary or something. Amy, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Amy.
Hi there. Sorry.
It's okay.
I just wanted to, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to respond to Mike's initial comment. I missed part of it when I was calling in. But I think I'm like 100 times of mad right now, and I can't even begin to express myself. But I want to say to Mike that I think what a lot of the American people forget is that the Iraqis that are being abused or tortured, they also have families, and not that it's comparable or that I'm trying to make a comparison to Nick Berg because I think it's a horrible, horrible thing that's happened, but it just makes me so angry that people put aside that those people are humans too, and we have done the most horribly disrespectful thing to that.
Well, there are pictures. There are pictures, apparently, grisly videos of us bludgeoning Iraqis to death in the prison.
Yeah.
And there is a picture that it has been circulated via newspapers of a guy packed on with ice, bloody, and in a body bag. And we don't know the circumstances of how that happened. So I think the whole thing is horrible. And I know that we have taken away people and we've broken down doors. Many of the detainees, according to the Red Cross, 70 to 90%, I believe, was the figure I saw, were completely innocent. They just got caught up in sweeps. We never notified families, so families didn't know for months where their loved ones had disappeared to. So,
yeah, and I get really angry. You know, I've had some respect for Joe Lieberman in the past, but this morning hearing him say that we're still on the moral high ground.
Oh, please.
Disgusting.
Don't get me started on Joe Lieberman. Yes. All right, Amy, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I just got this email from Mary Kay. She says, I'm not going to watch the stills, much less the videos of Berg slaying. I don't want that image etched in my mind. However, what I would like to see in a Rod Serling-type scenario is the video of Berg slaying to appear on the TV sets of Rummy, Bush, that would be Dickie, Wolfowitz, and their ilk. Each time they turn on their TVs, ad infinitum. Signed, Mary Kay. Kurt, calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say that whether or not one watches the execution video is going to be a matter of choice because it is available. Now, I personally am not going to watch it. And the reason is I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served in combat with South Vietnamese troops as an advisor. And I saw enough of that. I loaded body parts on choppers. I actually saw people with head wounds where almost the whole head was gone. And I had to process that. So there's no way that I'm ever going to watch this video because it is clearly an atrocity. And that's what they want. And, you know, I can talk to anyone about it. I'm a journalist. I'm a writer. And I know it's going to be an impact on the level of 911, this particular vision. And like in Vietnam at Tet, when that Vietnamese guy Lone shot that Viet Cong by putting the gun to his head, the effect that had is something that they're going to have to reckon with. There's no way that you can.
What do you see, Kurt, what do you see the fallout of this execution video to be with the American public, other than the initial horror and the shock of it and the anger over it? But what I'm having a hard time envisioning exactly what the fallout will be. Do you have any ideas what you think will happen?
Well, you know, I think the fallout is going to be that there's going to be outrage in our country, for one thing, and it's going to be on a lot of different levels, but it might not be for the right thing. You know, like, we have to have outrage that this war is going on anyway, that situations like this...
So is it going to be outrage and then support, renewed support for the war?
You know, I'm totally against the war. I've been against the war from the start, and as a Vietnam veteran who came back and protested the war, you know, like John Kerry did, like, I knew how wrong this war was, and I think this is the worst thing we ever could have done. And as for Rumsfeld, you know, he should be gone because, number one, he said... When we first went into Baghdad, he goes, let them loot for a couple of days. They need to blow off steam. That's not establishing law and order. And then he doesn't bring in enough troops to maintain order after we win the victory. They knew the lesson from Vietnam. We had OJT on Asian land wars before. You know how much it takes to...
What's OJT?
On-the-job training.
Oh, right. Okay, Kurt. Well, I thank you for your comments, and I hope you'll call us again.
Thank you.
Yeah. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Do you agree with Kurt? 303-382-1150.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:40 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Cloudy, 45 degrees now. Grief counselors are on hand at Greeley Central High School after a student from the school drowned last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Medical first aid situation just coming in at 8th in Indiana. They're near Golden. Watch for emergency equipment heading in there. The rain may have stopped for the time being, but it caused some problems out on the highways, that's for sure. Northbound I-25 at Quincy, a report of an injury accident. Traffic there jammed back up to Bellevue, and our CDOT map says that jam will continue as far north as University Boulevard. Also could cause some slowing on the ramp from southbound I-225 to the northbound valley. Near Colorado Springs, a three-car accident causing some problems. Northbound I-25 at County Line Road. First in Harrison in East Denver, an injury accident. Another one southbound on Jackson south of Colfax. And the traffic lights aren't working in any of the directions at I-70 in Havana. Be very, very careful in there. Subway introduces four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb control dressings. Subway, eat fresh. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Students at Greeley Central High School are talking to grief counselors today after a fellow student drowned last night.
16-year-old Mike Sweeney, who was a baseball player for the school, bet some friends $50 that he could swim across a lake at the Mad Russian Golf Course in Milliken. After making it about a quarter of the way across the lake, Sweeney went under. Divers found his body about 2 hours later, and while he did have vital signs, doctors weren't able to revive him. This report brought to you by the Denver Post. The Archbishop of Colorado's Roman Catholic community has rebuked a board of Catholic laypeople that has been investigating the scandal of clergy abuse within the church. The Archbishop says the group has overstepped its bounds. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will be meeting in Denver next month, and they plan to discuss the issue. Denver tops the list of business-friendly cities, according to the National Policy Research Council. The list rates cities and states with environments that make business owners feel welcome. Rounding out the top five after Denver were Boston, Austin, Texas, San Diego, and Dallas. Massachusetts was ranked as the top state overall for business. Today's daily deal is a dozen donuts at Safeway for only $2.99. Look for it on the weather page in today's Denver Post. Start your day with the daily deal. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:43.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily.
Both sides
on AM 1150 KNRC.
Okay, people. First action item, the hallways. To avoid hallway collisions, we're instituting a new policy. From now on, no employee is to walk faster than 2 miles per hour. And at hallway intersections, everyone will come to a complete stop. You'll notice we've also placed yellow and black hazard tape in the more troublesome areas. To assist in the transition, we've hired two veteran crossing guards, Murray and Vincent.
May we suggest a better way to prevent workplace injuries? For over 90 years, Liberty Mutual has developed smart, real-world solutions to help prevent injuries, keep employees safer, and preserve your bottom line. Last year alone, our innovative program saved clients over $100 million.
Okay, then. Next topic, stapler safety.
To discover how we can help make your workplace safer and improve your bottom line, visit libertymutual.com. Liberty Mutual, it's more than insurance. It's insurance in action.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy with a continuing chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Cloudy tonight and a chance of rain overnight, temperature down in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, rain showers, and even some snow showers possible throughout the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and 45 now. KNRC News Time is 1:45. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I want to tell you about Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. When it comes to managing your retirement, where you keep your money is just as important as how you invest it. If you're like most people, you have a taxable account and a tax-deferred account. You need to be tax smart. Integra says you should keep your safe money inside your tax-deferred account and your risky money in your taxable account. Money that comes out of your tax-qualified account is taxed as ordinary income. And money that comes out of your taxable account can sometimes be taxed as capital gain. Also, if you have a loss, it can be deducted, where in a tax-deferred account, it can't be. If you don't have the easy way to do your financial planning or review, call Willis Ashby at Integra Financial at 303-220-5525. Willis has an easy system that may work for you. For your financial questions, call Integra at 303-220-5525. Integra Financial, helping people make some good financial decisions since 1989.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:46 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And Brian Moss was able to interview Army PFC Lindy England, who was seen worldwide in those photos of her pointing to a naked Iraq prisoner. And wasn't she the one holding the dog leash on the prisoner as well? Or was that somebody else? But in any event, she, in the photos, England is seen smiling, cigarette in her mouth as she leans forward and points at the genitalia of a naked hooded Iraqis. Another photo shows her holding a leash that encircles the neck of a naked Iraqi man lying on his side. So he's getting a lot of publicity. Brian Moss, he's a wonderful reporter, good investigative stuff. Not the usual city worker lounging on the city dime kind of a story, but a very hot interview with Lindy England. She says that she got her orders up the chain of command, but she's not naming names. Stay tuned. John Dean, a historical figure from Watergate, will be joining us in the next hour. In just a few moments, he'll be live in studio if all goes well. And we are asking the question, I'm asking the question, what is the fallout going to be from the execution photos? You can click on them. They're a mouse near. They're just a click away on the net. But will you? Do you want to? Do you want to see them? Do you want to burn that image into your head? And one of you has just emailed me, Bob has just emailed me the latest talking points from the right that the American soldiers torturing just a few rogue bad apples at the lower ranks. Are you buying that story? Joe, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Joe.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
No, I don't buy the story about the handful. No, I don't have any intention of watching the video because I don't think I'll ever be able to get it out of my mind. But what I really called you for was I'm really wondering, my wife brought this point up last night, and just because we just found out about the prison abuse in the last 2 weeks, that doesn't mean that Al-Qaeda and other Arabs didn't know about this in January and in February and in March, which would explain the connection between Nick Berg and the record number of military losses we had during the month of April.
Here's what I want to say. I think we ought to get the idea of cause and effect out of our heads in the sense that they would have done it. Look at what happened to Daniel Pearl, and that happened in Pakistan, and we weren't at war in Pakistan. There are people
right.
who hate us. The anger is always in search. There's never a shortage of hooks for anger. You can always say, wow, it's because of the Israeli policy. It's because of, we don't like your Western culture. It's because you came into Iraq. We should never have gone into Iraq. But that's another part of the equation. They would, that group, the guy to whom this is attributed is a real piece of work, and he would have done it anyway. And who knows, but what he didn't do it before all this prison scandal stuff became public. We don't know what the real time was.
Well, exactly, and I agree with you. I don't think it's a cause and effect type of situation, but because I think they would have done it regardless. But I think that what people are forgetting is, and what I keep hearing from the right is, it's okay for this stuff because there is no okay for us to do anything because that's why we've always been, up until now, the greatest country on the face of the earth, is because we don't do things. We don't do an eye for an eye. We do follow the Geneva Convention. We don't want our soldiers treated this way just because we treated somebody else this way. We've always had the moral high ground, and now we don't have it anymore.
No, but there's a lot of bloodlust going on, and it's exactly the same kind of revenge going on that propelled us into war against Iraq in the first place. The administration is horribly remiss and completely unresponsive, they have absolutely done the wrong thing by using this revenge for going to war against a country that we should never have gone to war against.
And I think the issue is, I think the gentleman's name was Kurt, who just called in, who is a Vietnam veteran.
Right.
And I think the point there is when you have all these nincompoops who have never experienced war, never seen the blood, never carried the body parts or their buddies around, it's very easy for them to go to war.
To send you into war. They're not sending themselves into war. I see what you're saying, Bill. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Ben, in Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ben.
Great conversation.
Thank you.
I think that this, that the beheading of this American citizen is a huge boost for President Bush.
It could be. Why do you think? It takes the scrutiny off of what we have been doing in those Arab prisons.
It does, because this morning already Donald Rumsfeld was testifying that, this is the guy that, three business days ago was saying, oh, my God, this is terrible. I take full responsibility for it. It shouldn't have happened. And this morning he now feels justified in saying, I support the tactics that we're using in prisons in Iraq, and we researched it. So they're using this to their full benefit.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the comments. I just got this fax in. The so-called Arab street erupted in rage and grief today as devoted Muslims crowded into public squares by the hundreds of thousands in dozens of cities to denounce the brutal videotape beheading of American Nicholas Berg by Muslim extremists affiliated with Al-Qaeda. This is an outrageous, disgusting, and obscene act of evil done in the name of our peaceful religion and in our own backyard, said one unnamed Muslim cleric in Saudi Arabia. We mourn with Mr. Berg's family at this horrible loss. We renounce not only this act of violence, but all acts of terror. We pledge money, troops, and intelligence resources in an all-out effort to end this scourge, the Arab League statement declared. We apologize for our past failures to rein in or arrest extremists in our ranks. As of today, we are turning the tables on the terrorists. Now it's their turn to be afraid. Ooh, this is very interesting. And also, this just in, members of Congress viewed fresh photos and videos of Iraqi prisoner abuse today and said they included disturbing images of torture and humiliation. The whole thing is disgusting, and it's hard to believe that this is actually taking place in a military facility, said Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. I expected that these pictures would be very hard on the stomach lining, and it was significantly worse than anything that I had anticipated, said Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon. Take the worst case and multiply it several times over. Several senators speaking on condition of anonymity said photos of sexual intercourse were among the images that Pentagon officials screened for lawmakers in a top-secret room in the Capitol. At least some of them appear to depict consensual sex involving U.S. military personnel, they added. Others showed military dogs snarling at cowering prisoners, as well as shots of Iraqi women commanded to expose their breasts. The private screening marked the latest turn in a scandal that has rocked the Bush administration and apparently led to the beheading of an American in Iraq by Islamic militants who said they were avenging the abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison. I don't know how the hell these people get into our army, said Ben Nighthorse Campbell, former sufferer of acid reflux, now under an FBI investigation after viewing the images. There were several pictures of Iraqi women who were disrobed or putting their shirts up. They were not smiling in the pictures, that's for sure, and it didn't look like they'd been beaten or hurt. He also said there were several pictures with dogs. Iraqis were against the wall, and you could see the dogs were pretty much terrorizing them because the dogs were snarling and crouching like they were about to attack. So the headline is, lawmakers say new abuse photos disturbing. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nobody knows Alaska like Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines offers the most service to Anchorage, and on June 6th, we'll add daily nonstops from Denver. Go to alaskaair.com.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live and work together every day, so I have to look at Judy's face a lot.
You don't think I get a little sick of your puss? That's why we leave the care of our faces to the wonderful staff of Denver Skin Aesthetics.
Their experienced nurses and medical estheticians are supervised by board-certified plastic surgeons. They provide full skin care services, and unlike spas and salons, they can medically evaluate and treat everything from acne to wrinkles and age spots.
How about injectables? Denver Skin Aesthetics offers Botox and the newest in cosmetic facial fillers, collagen, Restylane, and Radiance. Buy a unit of one of these fillers and they will store any leftovers for future touch-ups for free.
Mention Style Matters Live and KNRC, and Denver Skin Aesthetics will give you 10% off your first filler and 20% off your first Botox treatment.
You lucky listener, you. Call Denver Skin Aesthetics today at 303-830-7200. That's 303-830-7200.
Denver Skin Aesthetics, making you a better you. Why wait any longer to look better?
Get more for free during PetSmart Bonus Days. For a limited time, you'll get more for free in specially marked packages of pet food, cat litter, treats, and more. Buy one 4.5 to 5 pound bag of Science Diet dog food, get one free with mail-in rebate. Buy 40 pounds of Graceful Flight wild bird seed, get 5 pounds free. Look for lots of great free bonus offers throughout the store. Don't miss Bonus Days for a limited time, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. According to the EPA, fresh air is becoming increasingly hard to find, especially in our homes. That's why I want you to try my Orrick Tabletop Air Purifier free for 30 days. It uses the same advanced technology as a U.S. submarine fleet, and it'll clean the air in your home faster than you can say Gesundheit. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and Physical Golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8 on the tee at 1150 KNRC.
How many times has a radio station asked about what you want to hear? Sure, some stations have request lines, but do they really play your song when you ask? KNRC wants to change that. We are asking you, the listener, to help us choose the guests for the station. Just jump on KNRCradio.com and vote for KNRC Top 100. Tell us who you want to hear interviewed on the station, and make sure to tell us why you want this person on KNRC, because the listener with the best entry will win a trip to San Francisco. So submit your vote for the KNRC Top 100 and tell us who you want to hear on the air.
My name is Sylvia. I teach kindergarten. All I want to say is that Jim Lakey keeps calling me. And we broke up in high school, so tell him to stop. It wasn't funny then, and it's not funny now.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
158 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. That business about the Arab street erupting in rage and zillions of Muslims upset at the beheading of Nick Berg is actually satire. I should have told you that. 303-382-1150. Jim on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid. But it's a good idea. Hi, Jim.
Hi, the one that called to caution you about that. Because I'm a masochist, sometimes I was listening to that fellow who's been referred to as a big fat idiot a little while ago.
Yeah.
And I heard him reading that on there.
Mr. Oxycontin?
Pardon?
Are you talking about Mr. Oxycontin?
Yes,
the spokesperson. The spokesperson for Oxycontin?
That's right.
Yes, at the Walmart across the way. Yes.
I think that thing came.
But you know what? I think this would be a great statement to have heard from the Saudis, from the Pakistanis, from the others, that Muslims are in a rage about what happened to Nick Berg, and that we pledge money, troops, and intelligence, and all our efforts to end this scourge. Wouldn't that be great news?
It would be wonderful.
Wouldn't we love
to? I don't think it's happening.
Oh, all right.
But just something that you kind of blow your mind. He was kind of tying all of us together. He was basically blaming James Mapplethorpe. And
for all those pictures, oh my God, I can't believe it, Jim. We're gonna have to leave it there. We're out of time in this hour. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. John Dean up next. One more hour of Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2:00.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. Two more American soldiers will be facing court-martial proceedings for allegedly abusing prisoners in Iraq. The trial of a third begins next week in Baghdad. Members of Congress are getting a look at the newest pictures out of Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. From Capitol Hill, here's NBC's Bob Kerr.
Senator John Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that he thinks not only should these not be made public right away so as not to interfere with prosecutions and privacy rights, he also urges members to be very cautious, even about discussing what they see in these photos, for fear of inciting violence against U.S. forces.
And just in time for summer, a German psychologist is conducting a seminar for people who are afraid of riding roller coasters. The session will be held in Berlin on the steepest roller coaster in the world. I'll see you later on CNBC. That's the news at this hour. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
Can the right brakes make you faster? In 1953, it was their revolutionary new braking system that allowed Jaguar to dominate Le Mans. Better brakes meant drivers could attack the straightaways with far more ferocity, a lesson well remembered to this day. The new 2005 Jaguar S-Type R, born with race-inspired Brembo brakes, lives for faster laps. Jaguar, born to perform.
If
If you want the outside of your home to look great, head to your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store for the Curb Appeal event. Now save $7 a gallon on SuperPaint Exterior, our best-selling exterior paint, and save 25% on Deckscapes, our new premium deck care system, for the look you want with the durability you need. So stop in and save on the things that give your home that extra curb appeal. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Cloudy, 45 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Students at Greeley Central High School are mourning the drowning death of a fellow student. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of a stalled vehicle in lane number 3, westbound I-70 after Colorado Boulevard. Use some caution in there. Freeway traffic very, very slow because of the rain shower that just moved through town. Most of the rain has stopped now, but a lot of slow traffic left behind. Northbound I-25 at Alameda, several cars involved in an accident there, maybe over on the shoulder now, still causing some slowing all the same. Northbound I-25 heavy from Bellevue up through Hamden because of an earlier accident, 3 cars involved in that one, and police are still cleaning up an injury accident northbound on I-25 at County Line Road. That's 3 cars involved, and that's the County Line Road in Colorado Springs. Get maximum strength checking from Bank One, free one checking with direct deposit, online bill pay, email alerts, over 4,500 ATMs only at Bank One. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Grief counselors are on hand at Greeley Central High School today following last night's drowning of 16-year-old Mike Sweeney, a student and baseball player at the school. Sweeney drowned after making a $50 bet with friends that he could swim across a lake at the Mad Russian Golf Course. Sweeney made it about a quarter of the way across when he got into trouble and went under. Greeley Central High School student Chiala Batterson says one of Mike Sweeney's teammates on the baseball squad had a chance to swim across the lake but declined.
One of the guys is blaming himself because he was the one that was supposed to take the bet at first, but he said, no, it's too cold, and he told Mike, you do it. So Mike, of course, he did it, and this is what happened.
Divers found Sweeney after he was underwater for about 2 hours. While he had vital signs, doctors at North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley weren't able to revive Sweeney. This report brought to you by Toyota Parts and Service. The plight of the homeless is mentioned again and again, but some people still need to get the message. That's why more than 500 involved in the care of the homeless met for a conference today at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Doug Whalen, director of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, says getting the message out means more than reciting statistics.
People have to understand why people are homeless, who those people are, and then hopefully with that understanding, they will be motivated to take some action to end homelessness.
Whalen says there are about 10,000 homeless people in Metro Denver. On a related note, Whalen says even though Denver's Homelessness Commission has decided not to pursue a controversial tent city, it is investigating other proposals. Colorado continues to ride the weather roller coaster. After reaching the 80s last week, we've cooled off considerably today, and it'll be downright chilly tonight as we hear from National Weather Service forecaster Todd Dankers.
Probably down into the mid-30s. And then with this rain falling, you may actually see a little bit of snow mixed in with it late tonight. I'm not expecting any accumulation problems, but you may just see rain on the windshield or rain and snow on the windshield even for tomorrow morning's commute.
Danker says, though, we should warm back to the 60s by the weekend. In sports, Sean Estes throws for the Colorado Rockies tonight as they play the second of 3 home games against the Pittsburgh Pirates, weather permitting. Last night's game went 12 innings, with the Bucks pulling out a 15-10 win. Toyota owners win free gas for a year. No purchase required. Right now, buy 3 new tires, get the 4th at no charge. Ends 5/31. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily.
Both sides.
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Windows. Doesn't it seem like everybody's in the window business these days? At Alpine Window and Door, they believe you deserve quality, value, and experience in your remodeling project.
Alpine Window and Door has been serving the Denver area for nearly a quarter century, offering a large selection of fine vinyl and wood products by Weathershield, Anderson, Pella, Traco, and Therma-True. With so many choices, rely on Alpine's experienced staff to help you make the correct one. The Alpine Window and Door staff takes a sincere interest in your project, whether it's a standard window replacement or a complete redesign to create a whole new look. At Alpine Window and Door, their remodeling specialists are with you from the beginning to the end of your project. If you want for true value, quality, and experience from an established, proven company, call Alpine Window and Door at 303-431-1000. That's 431-1000. Or visit their convenient showrooms in Wheat Ridge or Highlands Ranch and speak with one of their experts. You'll be looking through windows a whole new way after you visit Alpine Window and Door.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. You can expect varying amounts of clouds with scattered thunderstorms that could be hail producers on in through late day and into this evening. And it'll still be unsettled tomorrow, although the bad weather will be tapering off. We should top out around 59 for the high, 36 for the low, 54 for our high on Thursday, mid-60s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Cloudy and 45 now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:08, 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And joining us live in studio, John Dean. I'm delighted to have him with us. He has a brand new book called Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. You can hear him tonight at a community forum at East High School, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the door. East High is located at 1545 Detroit Street. If you need more information, call 303-394-8352. Tomorrow, he's going to be signing copies of his book at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, noon to 1 tomorrow. Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, and he's going to be speaking at a lawyer's dinner tomorrow night, CTLA, at the Downtown Marriott. So if you're an attorney in search of a dinner tomorrow night, go to the Downtown Marriott, and then you'll find somebody that I think will intrigue you.
The community forum actually is a good cause.
Is
that it? Yes, that they raise money for their students and scholarships and what have you. So it's an important event out here.
John Dean, you are a historical figure and in some ways a pivotal figure. And for people who are not up to speed on Watergate and your role in Watergate, I thought that we should set the stage a little bit because the book is entitled Worse Than Watergate. And for people who don't understand your role and what happened in Watergate, you know, very briefly, illuminate us, remind us what happened. And
right. I was the counsel to the president at 31 years of age. Very young. And as a result of that role...
And the president was President Nixon.
The president was Richard Nixon.
And what year was that?
I went to the White House in 1970, July of 1970, and would serve 1,000 days at the Nixon White House. But during those 1,000 days, of course, the Watergate break-in would occur, and it really surfaced just a mentality rather than a... it was much more than a bungled burglary, if you will. So what happened is we quickly put together the pieces and realized that it was a very dire situation. The men who had broken into the Watergate at the behest of the Nixon Reelection Committee had been earlier working at the White House, and at the request of a very senior aide, John Ehrlichman, had also broken into Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist office. Who was Daniel Ellsberg? He was the man who leaked a study called the Pentagon Papers, which showed the origins of that war. And they were all classified documents and caused quite a storm in the Nixon presidency. So when Watergate occurred, the cover-up that would follow really wasn't covering up the bungled burglary by the reelection committee, because Nixon and the White House would have cut them loose for a second. But it was covering up the fact that it reached right back into the White House and a much more serious matter. And the question has often been whether that was a legitimate national security inquiry or burglary, and the courts ruled it was not, finally. So there was just nothing legitimate about it at all.
What was your role? What did you know, and when did you know it?
Well, I'd learned most of this after the fact. As White House counsel, in fact, there were times that I was explicitly told by other staff not to tell John Dean what's going on. For example, one day I got wind of a fellow who had been assigned to my staff, who was a former New York City detective by the name of Jack Caulfield. And Jack was a gumshoe around the White House. He had met Nixon before there was Secret Service protection and had helped him with protection during the 68 campaign. And Jack was there before I went to the White House, and as I say, he was assigned to my staff temporarily because he was going on to another job. His task was to have liaison with law enforcement. I don't think he did much liaison, but rather he, if there was a leak at the White House, they would call Caulfield and say, find out who leaked it. Anyway, one day Caulfield came into my office in the summer of 71 after Ellsberg had leaked the Pentagon Papers. And he was absolutely wide-eyed. And he said, John, he said, they want me to firebomb the Brookings Institute. I said, what? He said, yes, Chuck Colson, who's another senior aide.
Who's since become a minister, who's found God.
Who has found God.
Perhaps, I don't know, I didn't know that God was lost.
But that's right. He's born again. And anyway, Chuck had told him to firebomb the Brookings Institute when the fire trucks came and the fire people went in, to send burglars into the building and to try to get into the safe and get some papers the president wanted. Well, I told Jack, I said, Jack, sit still. Don't do a thing. I immediately flew to San Clemente from Washington, where the president and the senior aides were, sat down with John Ehrlichman. I said, this is absolutely insane. It makes no sense. It's unnecessary. It's potentially a capital crime. People could die. And I can't believe somebody at the White House would recommend this. Ehrlichman picked up the phone calmly and called Colson and said, you know, Brother Dean is here, and he doesn't think it's a very good idea to do that thing at the Brookings, so call it off. And then Ehrlichman looked over at me and said, anything else? I said, no, sir, that'll do it. And so I was getting my education, but as a result of that, they often said that things should not be told to me that were going on. So I learned a lot of things after the fact. The time would come during Watergate when I would go into the president and try to warn him that there was a cancer on his presidency with the cover-up, that it was going to consume him, it was going to, ultimately, it was going to destroy his presidency. I said that because I really wanted to make sure I had his attention that morning, and I certainly did after I made those remarks. And then I took him through all the problems, and what was odd, and I've listened to the tape since, because, of course, as we all know now, Richard Nixon had a voice-activated taping system that went off, and it seems I was sitting over a microphone every time I was in the office because my voice comes out very clearly. But anyway, I can even actually hear the pauses and my reaction on the tapes, because I was stunned after I would lay one horrible out after another for Nixon, and he would have an answer. For example, at one point I said, you know, these men who've been arrested are demanding more money. Howard Hunt, one of the burglars, wants $120,000, and he wants it yesterday, or he's going to have some seamy things to say about John Ehrlichman, referring to the Ellsberg break-in. And Nixon said to me, he said, well, John, how much could that cost? And I said, Mr. President, it could cost, and I was pulling just out of thin air what I thought was a hefty number, it could cost $1 million. And Nixon looked at me and he said, John, that's no problem. I know where we can get $1 million. We now know from the tapes he also went and saw Rose Woods as soon as I left the office, his secretary, and asked her, what do we have in our kitty? So I didn't carry the day in persuading the president to stop the cover-up, and at the time would come when I would say to my superiors that the only way to end this is for somebody to break rank, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to go to the prosecutors, I'm going to tell them just what's going on. And
you did that.
And I did that.
You went to the prosecutors. You told them what's going on. You told people you were going to do that?
Yes, I did.
And they tried to talk you out of it?
I think what happened...
Did they try to scare you out of it?
I think what happened is they didn't think I would, one, say anything that might incriminate myself, or they didn't know what I would do. And they didn't think I'd remember as much or that I knew as much.
Did they not try and talk you out of it?
Yes. For example, there was a wonderful line that became one of those many things that was memorable out of Watergate. When Haldeman called me, actually the day I was going to meet with the prosecutors, and he said, John, you've got to remember, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, it's awfully hard to get back in. That was, in essence, saying, you know, what are we going to do if you lay this all out there?
So you go to the prosecutors, and?
I go to the prosecutors, lay it out. The rest is sort of history. The prosecutors, it was a little bit over their head at that point when they realized how where this might go. And it's about the same time that there was talk of creating a special prosecutor and the Senate Watergate Committee was being launched. So at one point, and I hired a lawyer. I figured the worst thing to do is be your own lawyer. You know, one of the things I never had any question I could handle the operations of being White House counsel. What I never anticipated, however, was that you needed to be a good criminal lawyer. And in that particular presidency, it was important. In fact, all presidents since Nixon have had a criminal lawyer on their staff. I was not that. I've looked at my files. My office has a rather voluminous set of files in the National Archives. We are a very busy office. We processed an awful lot of paper. You know, I'm proud of everything we did. Those opinions we wrote, the analysis that we did were all good, excepting I was not much of a criminal lawyer. And I've often thought, had my antenna been up earlier, I might have spotted it. But when, you know, when things like somebody says, we want to firebomb the Brookings Institute, you don't need to be a criminal lawyer to understand that.
So you testify.
I would testify. And
you were the whistleblower on Watergate, one of them. Or the first one, were you not?
I was. And what would happen is, because of the threats against me, I would also be put into the witness protection program for about a year.
You were?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
I was.
What was your drag name in the witness protection program?
They didn't do that.
Still John Dean?
I was still John Dean, but they just had U.S. Marshals were living with us all at all times. Mo, my wife, kind of liked it because they helped her with the groceries when she'd come home, but I wasn't too keen on it. It's kind of restricting. And actually, I never did go to prison for Watergate, even though I pleaded guilty.
Now, I saw in one of your bios it had you in prison for 4 months.
Yeah,
that's not correct.
It didn't really happen that way. What happened is I just the judge and the prosecutors said they want me in custody during the trial, during the major trial, which was the cover-up trial of Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, the former attorney general, and others. And so what they did is I was in a safe house, and I was driven into Washington every day, and I spent the days during the working hours.
And so couldn't somebody follow you back to wherever the safe house?
Well, I was with two marshals at all times.
Yeah, but aren't they, you know, here you are in a caravan, in a Chevy Suburban or whatever the car of choice was.
They go into the basement parking and all that sort of business. You know, it's not. You're not very highly conspicuous.
Okay.
So, and then I would go back to the safe house at night, and I had to do that for 127 days, and then I was out of custody, but I was still in the witness protection program for a while.
My guest is John Dean. If you're just tuning in, his new book, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. And you can meet him tomorrow at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, noon to 1 o'clock, and tonight to support the community forum. It's at East High. Tickets are $15 at the door. East High is at 1545 Detroit Street. The Community Forum does wonderful things in the community. And if you need information, 303-394-8352. Okay, with that as setting the stage for Watergate, for people who recall Watergate.
I think what I do in this book so that people who don't know Watergate is I give some definitional, broad analysis of Watergate. Because not everybody does, as I was saying off the air, it's about 45 years of age seems to be about the break line for right now. People who are 45 and over seem to remember Watergate pretty well. Those who are younger may or may not remember it. And so what I really did is I found very early, I remember the day I strolled into a bookstore in Los Angeles and happened to notice it was defined in a dictionary. And Watergate is defined as the abuse of high office for political purposes occurring during the presidency of Richard Nixon. And the other dictionary definitions are not dissimilar to that. And what I find that is worse is not the specific. I don't line them up to compare them in such a way. Watergate was a mentality where there was an abuse of presidential power. And what we're seeing again is another abuse of presidential power.
And this is what I want to talk to you about. Here you are. You are, or were, a Republican working in a Republican administration. Now you call yourself a registered independent.
Shortly after I moved to California, I registered as an independent because I realized I had never voted a straight ticket. I had always voted, even when I was, you know, a Republican, registered as a Republican, I would often vote for Democrats if I thought they were better candidates or the issue was more important on something. And so I really did register where I felt I belonged, and that's as an independent. And I guess I'm a bit of an iconoclast in that I probably would have written the same book about Democrats if I caught them and saw them doing the kind of secrecy that has become obsessive with this presidency.
Why is this administration worse than Watergate?
Well, if I had to give a soundbite answer, and in the frame of our time span here, that's what I can give you, because it takes 200 pages to explain it. It really plays off on many levels. The title does. It is obviously declarative. It is obviously subjective. It is also, in a sense, interrogative in that it raises questions. And it also is provocative, because this is a polemic where I'm trying to lay out a prima facie case that we got a very serious problem here. And what is that serious problem, and what is that soundbite line? It's that during Watergate, all the Watergate abuses can be looked at and find that nobody died during Watergate. People are dying today.
That's right.
Because of the abuses of power.
That's right. And there's a tremendous amount of secrecy, even extending to consumer innocuous, seemingly innocuous consumer data, the collection of information on, for example, tire safety, the kind of consumer data that we pay for, a shroud of secrecy almost over almost everything.
I spell those out, right, exactly. And
right.
I selected the environmental area. This is not an encyclopedia. Rather, it is, I'm trying to raise very serious instances where secrecy has very dire consequences. The environmental area and self, you know, a lot of the government reporting standards, I picked out fatal standards where, because of what's going on, could have a fatal consequence.
Give us an example.
Well, one of the most gruesome ones is the attitude towards global warming. Tony Blair's chief scientist and top scientific advisor has said, and it's startling, that he thinks that George Bush's position on global warming is far more threatening to mankind than anything all the terrorists in the world can do. And I think there are a lot of scientists who agree with that position. And we have an administration who doesn't even want to debate it.
Well, no, because they're trying to sow the seeds of doubt, calling anything along those lines junk science. It's not been decided.
Right.
And so then they keep the pot boiling, and then they can focus us on other issues. For example, what's going on now in Iraq, how it's unraveling for them, or at least it was until the execution of Nick Berg and that horrific video that is apparently available on the Internet. Can you comment on what you see as the consequences of these pictures on both sides, horrible pictures on both sides?
Well, when I first heard of the secrecy reports, long before the pictures surfaced, I said, there's a problem. And I was reading some of the stuff that was being put out by Amnesty International and others when I was doing research on the book. It's not an area I delve in, but it's part of the pattern of secrecy, if you will. And when the pictures did surface, one of the first things I said to my wife, I said, you wait and see what kind of retribution the terrorists plan on some captive American. It's going to just be horrible. And now it has happened. We do have the horrible retribution. They're saying this is the tit for tat.
And they've also said that we offered to trade him, Nick Berg, for one of ours or for some of ours in the prison, and that it was denied. That was another claim that the New York Times reported.
Right.
I don't know if it would actually happen, but that's what they're claiming.
Yeah, I don't know either at this point. This is all still unraveling. It's obviously a horrid situation. And again, they're already starting to spin it. They're spinning it now it is outrageous to be outraged. And I think...
That's Senator Inhofe, who is a dope.
But wait a minute.
It turns out that 70 to 90% of the detainees are apparently innocent people who got caught up in one of these sweeps.
Unfortunately, it's deeper than that. That's the policy they're putting out now, is the way to handle it is to spin it that way, to complain about the over-excess of the reaction and just claim it's a few bad apples.
Few bad apples, and that, yes, but as one of my listeners pointed out, those bad apples are named Condoleezza Rice, President Bush, Cheney, Rummy, etc. Do you think that Cheney's our real president?
Well, as I deal at some length in the book, I explain what's happened with this presidency is I don't think George Bush is stupid. I do think he is ignorant, and I think he's ignorant by design. He's somebody who has no interest in policy matters, And when he selected Cheney, he knew he had somebody who could take up that slack. He's very good at the pomp of the presidency. He's very good at the political side of the presidency. It's been a continuous campaign since they got the White House.
That's right.
And Cheney doesn't like any of that stuff. He's not good at it.
And with four heart attacks, he's on a banana peel anyway and a pacemaker and whatever else
he's got
shoved into his heart, what laughingly refers to itself as his heart cavity.
He has a defibrillator there that he claims has never kicked in, but that's information we'll never know, because that's another thing I deal with in the book, where we don't know what his condition is. One of the things that's not reported, for example, when he goes duck hunting with Scalia, he's got a special team that's following him at all times. It's virtually ready to do open heart surgery on him.
Are you really?
I'm serious.
Well, they go in another plane, or they go in the back of the duck plane?
They're just nearby.
They're nearby,
yes.
And he goes duck hunting. He walks like a duck. He talks like a duck. It must be the emergency medical 911 people.
He has an emergency team right there. But anyway, back to your question about whether I think he is president. I don't think he's president. I think he's co-president, and I think he's wise enough. He's been around the White House long enough, and he's shrewd enough to let George Bush wake up every morning and believe he is president.
That's right. But that's the greater exercise of power between
right.
him, Rumsfeld, and Cheney. Hot walking. I don't call him. I'm sorry to say, you will be horrified, Mr. Dean. I refer to our president as George W. Dickey Bush. I call him Dickey because now I can say there are two dicks in the White House. I'm Ina Goldstein. My guest is John W. Dean. His new book, Worse Than Watergate: The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. More as we continue. I'm Ina Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Ina Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello from the road, folks. Thanks to Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, I've been earning double Easy Choice stamps toward nights or double airline miles toward flights. Either way, these rewards add up quicker than snapshots in the photo album. Just call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Earn two stamps per night, maximum of 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles credits for qualifying stays between 2:12 and 4:30:04. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Zip, 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 gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock, drive in, zip back.
I'm Mary. I'm with Two Crazy Ladies Clothing and Gifts over by the Denver Merchandise Mart. I am a liquidator of fine designer apparel, such as Tommy Hilfiger, Liz Claiborne DKNY, Eddie Bauer, Perry Ellis, Sue Wong, and many more items like that. On Wacky Wednesday, I go off the deep end. I can hack prices. I can do two-for-ones. I can take the most expensive garment I have and probably just hand it to you saying, it's Wacky Wednesday, you were my eighth customer, come on in, take this and go. I'm so cheap that even on a Wacky Wednesday, took all my prom dresses that went from $90 to $350, and I did one day of $29.99. Come down and get them. I mean Scala, Jessica McClintock, XOXO, and Rampage. That's how cheap I get. I can sell this cheap because I buy it as liquidated goods from these major department stores. They didn't want a duplicate shipment. I buy that dirt cheap.
Two Crazy Ladies at 5686 Logan Court, Suite F, 58th, right off I-25 across from the Merchandise Mart. 303-298-8589. 303-298-8589.
I'm Crazy Mary. I go off the deep end.
Heading for the mountains on I-70 West, when my eyes caught sight of the giant Medved Autoplex. I went inside and I made a great deal. Now I'm revving up the motor on my new set of wheels. Let's go vroom, vroom, a vroom, vroom. Let's go vroom, vroom to Medved. Vroom, vroom, a vroom, vroom. Let's go vroom, vroom to Medved.
Bed Chevrolet has discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit. Put a little vroom into your life. Check out the Chevy Tahoe, Silverado, or Colorado pickup. Chevrolet, an American revolution at the giant MedVet Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
Leadership. Bring it into your life right now from the people who define leadership in America today. KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks rebounded in a big way during the last hour of trading. The Dow, which had dropped 169 points, closed up 26 points to 10,045. We also saw a major turnaround in the NASDAQ, which ended down nearly 6 points at 1926, but it had been off about 50. One factor today was where the trade deficit widened in March to an all-time high of $46 billion. That reflects a growing demand for foreign-made cars, TVs, and other goods, and it could add pressure on the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. Sales of American-made goods, meanwhile, also rose in March to their highest levels ever. Good news for U.S. manufacturers and exporters. Disney has just released its fiscal second quarter results. The Magic Kingdom posted a sharp increase in profits as rising travel to its theme parks and a strong showing at its ESPN cable network made up for weakness at its movie studio and at ABC TV. Once again, the Dow up 25, the NASDAQ down 5. Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio.
Being able to wake up every morning with Allison is kind of like having a sleepover with your best friend.
I love my husband. We have so much fun. We do everything together.
Imagine having the companion of a best friend, the passion of true love, and a shared view of the most important things in life, all in one person. That kind of relationship would be something special, wouldn't it? Well, at eHarmony.com, these are exactly the kinds of relationships that result when couples are matched based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It is beyond joy to be able to come home to someone who really loves you.
Being seen and loved by that one person in the world with whom you are meant to be at eHarmony.com. We don't think that's too much to ask for.
I cannot imagine life without Allison.
That's why if you're looking for your soulmate, check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your $40 personality profile free. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
The regular season gets turned up a notch. It's playoff time. It's playoff time. The NBA, the NHL, complete playoff coverage here with Tony DeSiri. Scores, updates, analysis. Mornings during the Jimmy Lakey Show. Complete coverage here on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:34 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and with me live in studio is John Dean, whom you will remember from his many best-selling books and from Watergate, and he has a new book out called Worse Than Watergate, if you can imagine that, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. He's going to be appearing tonight speaking at East High, which is at 1545 Detroit Street, 7 to 9 p.m. The public's invited, $15 at the door. If you want to call for information, 303-394-8352. And tomorrow you can meet him at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, noon to 1 p.m. He's going to be signing copies of his books, and he'll be speaking tomorrow night to attorneys at the CTLA dinner. It's going to be held at the downtown Marriott Hotel. John Dean, we were talking about all kinds of things. First of all, let me just let people know, you have done a book review of Joseph Wilson's.
Yes, just finished that for the New York Times.
For the New York Times. It's online, apparently.
It's online.
It's going to be in the next, in Sunday's edition.
It'll be in Sunday's edition. Book's a good read. I don't know Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson is a diplomat, of course, who was sent to Niger to see if the stories of Iraq buying enriched uranium were true. He came back and said these are obvious and crude forgeries. And he said it privately, and when the administration wouldn't listen to him, he said it publicly in an op-ed piece in the New York Times. And the administration thanked him by outing his wife, a CIA undercover agent Valerie Plame, or as they put it, an NOC, Valerie Plame.
Right.
So, what do you know about that investigation?
Well, I followed it pretty closely because it's one of the dirtiest tricks I've ever seen.
As dirty as anything in Watergate.
It's dirtier than anything I've ever seen by Nixon. I can't imagine Nixon, one, going after somebody's wife, or spouse, if you will. Two, I can't imagine him putting a hit out on somebody, and that's effectively what this was. Anybody who has clearance high enough to know this information, that she was a CIA operative in the area of proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Anybody who's at that level certainly knows very well the consequence of releasing that kind of information. And it's very dangerous. It's dangerous to her life, and it's dangerous to those with whom she's worked.
Her whole network, and she took her a decade to establish that network.
Absolutely.
By all reporting.
And it destroyed her career. She was, you know, the other thing is we as a taxpayer invest tremendous amounts of money in training these types of people. They're handpicked. They are the cream of the crop. They go through screening, psychological screening. They go through testing. They have, obviously, they're some of the best and the brightest, and they're true assets. And it takes years for them to develop their contacts abroad and to work abroad and develop relationships with people. These are really great patriots, because they've decided that it's more important for them to serve their country this way in these undercover operations than any glory they might get from it. And so she's a valuable asset that was exposed
as
well.
But who leaked?
Well, that's the good. That's the 60.
Who do you think leaked?
Well, I don't engage in speculation. And probably the only critical thing I say about the book the review is that he is certainly less than diplomatic in naming three people that he names, but it's certainly understandable why he named three names of the people he thinks.
He named Scooter Libby.
He named Scooter Libby, who's the chief of staff for the vice president. He named Elliot Abrams, who is on the NSC staff and had been priorly, he goes back a long way.
To Iran-Contra.
Iran-Contra, exactly, and was indicted for misrepresentations to Congress and then was pardoned for it. Or either that, or he got a technical return on his. No, I think he was pardoned. The other one is Karl Rove, the political operative at the Bush White House, and it's a speculation. And he's basing it on what he's learned around from reporters and other people. He doesn't have any more direct knowledge. But there is a grand jury sitting on this right now. What happened is the CIA referred the case over to the Department of Justice. They kind of twiddled with it a little while, but realized there was obviously a basis to investigate it, so they launched the FBI investigation last fall. John Ashcroft refused to recuse himself and stayed right in the case until very recently, actually in December.
Why has he recused himself, do you
think?
Well,
my belief is, from what I've learned, is that somebody at middle level, probably in the White House, was privy enough to know what was happening and felt they had to hire an attorney, and that attorney went to the FBI, or it was the FBI at that stage, and said, listen, I have a witness, and enough information was conveyed to the Attorney General, Ashcroft, that he realized he had to step away, that he had a problem, there was a conflict, and we don't know what that is, but he did appoint, he first of all turned it over to his Deputy Attorney General to select a special counsel, and they selected a man from Chicago who's the U.S. Attorney there. He's got a good reputation of a man of integrity.
Yeah, and they're stretching it out till after the election.
But you know, the other thing on that, there are policies in the Department of Justice that are longstanding, that you do not bring prosecutions immediately before an election, because a prosecution is never a conviction. That's never an establishment of guilt. There's a prima facie case, and people are, in our system, thank goodness, are presumed innocent until they're proven guilty. So there is a policy, we're at the stage now where it's probably too late to hand down any sort of indictment if they indeed are at that stage. They weren't months ago, and it's a very narrow investigation. There are not that many people involved. But
do you think that it will be an honest investigation? Because the guy in charge of it does have a good reputation. So I forget his name now. Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, right. Okay.
Excuse me. As I write in the book, I'm convinced this information is, at some point or another, is going to come out. There are too many possibilities, and I lay out the combination.
And what happens to the person who finally is named?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. There are potentially several criminal statutes that could have been violated. But again, it's all fact intensive to determine which statute might have been violated, so you don't know. It's theoretical. Somebody could come forward and say, well, you know, I didn't know that she was, an agent, and then defeat one statute, but be then guilty under another. So it depends.
My guest is John Dean. His new book, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 45 right now. A high school baseball player from Greeley drowned last night as a result of a bet. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith and the KNRC Traffic Center.
Southbound I-25 at the Mousetrap, a report of an accident just coming in. Denver police on their way to investigate that. Westbound I-70 at Vasquez, a disabled motorist blocking lane number 3 a few minutes ago. Police were calling for a tow truck and telling us at the same time it's causing some fairly serious congestion. Everything else around town a little heavier than you might expect because of the rain that moved through about an hour and a half ago. We have a little dry pocket right now, but more rain coming off the foothills could be here in time for the afternoon rush. We'll keep you posted. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
16-year-old Mike Sweeney, a student and baseball player from Greeley Central High, drowned last night after betting friends $50 that he could swim across a lake at the Mad Russian Golf Course. Sweeney went under after swimming about a fourth of the way across. Divers found him about 2 hours later, and although he had vital signs, doctors weren't able to revive him. This report brought to you by Albertsons. More than 500 people involved in the care of the homeless met today at the Denver Merchandise Mart to discuss what steps to take regarding the metro area's homelessness population. Doug Whalen, director of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, says about 10,000 people in Metro Denver are homeless. A budget prediction given to Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper shows that the city's budget next year could go into the red by twice as much as first predicted. The budget shortfall for 2005 could be as much as $35 million. Don't miss Albertson's Buy One, Get One free sale this week with items like boneless London broil, fresh strawberries, Gatorade, Blue Bunny ice cream, and more. Albertson's, helping make your life easier. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:43.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star, press the pound key.
When you listen to us online, wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com.
Thank you.
Prominent dealers and collectors from around the world will be at the Colorado Gun Collectors 39th Annual Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart Pavilion. This is the largest show of its kind in the country. Collectors and dealers like the Colt Collector Club, Marlin Gun Collectors, Sharps Collectors, Reloading Tool Collectors, Browning Collectors Club, Remington Arms Collectors, Winchester Collectors Club, and many, many more. This is a gun show dedicated to the best of the best firearms and accessories. So come browse the more than 900 tables of antique, collectible arms and accessories that are going to be on display for sale or trade. This is the Collector Gun Show that you can't afford to miss. The Colorado Gun Collectors 39th Annual Gun Show, to be held this weekend only and only at the Denver Merchandise Mart Pavilion, exit I-25 North at 58th Avenue. The Colorado Gun Collectors 39th Annual Gun Show this weekend only at the Denver Merchandise Mart Pavilion. Don't miss it.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy with a continuing chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, mostly cloudy tonight, continuing chance of rain, the overnight temperature down into the mid-30s. For tomorrow, pretty much the same, cloudy, rain showers, even some snow showers possible throughout the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high in the mid to the upper 40s. Rainy and 45 now, KNRC News Time is 2:45. I'm Tim McLaughlin, our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host
Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:46 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And with me live in studio, John Dean, his new book, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. You can meet him tonight. He'll be speaking at the Community Forum at East High School. And the Community Forum does a lot of really good work, makes scholarships available and so on. At 7 o'clock tonight, 7 to 9, tickets are $15 at the door. And East High is at 1545 Detroit Street. Just show up, or for more information, call 303-394-8352. He will be signing his book tomorrow at Tattered Cover, Cherry Creek, noon to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he'll be speaking tomorrow night to attorneys at the CTLA dinner at the downtown Marriott. The question I want to ask you that I am so perplexed by, with every single thing that is revealed in the Bush administration, the lying about weapons of mass destruction, the lying about enriched uranium in Niger, the faked figures for the prescription drug benefit for Medicare. I mean, every revelation you would think would outrage people more and more. And so far, until this business in the Iraqi prisons, and then it's being muted, actually, by the execution of Nick Berg by this group that calls itself an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, actually, there has been very little outrage, nothing like what we saw in Watergate. And I thought that maybe the reason is we are inured and the bar keeps getting set higher and higher. What's your theory about?
Well, there are a couple of things going on. In fact, that's one of the reasons I did the book on this obsessive secrecy and the implications and the dangers of the secrecy, is because no one is looking at it. Somewhere along the line, the press
have become cheerleaders and stenographers.
Exactly. They've given this presidency a pass. Now, what happened in the immediate aftermath of Watergate was that the press assumed the president was doing something wrong unless he proved himself innocent. That was a little bit too far, but it really did prevail right up through the Clinton presidency. I don't know if it was the excessive coverage of the Monica Lewinsky affair, whether it's generational, or whether it's corporate ownership of the mainstream media.
I think in conjunction with a very effective conservative machine that accused any kind of questioning as not only unpatriotic, but an example of the liberal media in operation. And there really is no liberal media.
I don't believe there is a liberal media. I never have. There is certainly a very effective and pretty well organized right-wing talk radio network. Not networked in the traditional sense. I'm saying that they all know what the message of the day is and what they're trying
right.
to.
Right, they all excrete the same Republican talking points.
Well, they do they do get faxes daily, I'm told. In fact, I've done shows where I noticed that the people when you go back to Washington or when you're one of these members of the chattering class, at times I enter that dialogue, and often the people beside me have notes that they've been given as to what is the message of the day and the position they're supposed to take on things, and they'll get up and they'll spout that, and not their own thoughts, what they're being told to do.
The position of the day is supine.
But as back to your question, where is the outrage? It's a good question, and it's because the press was ignoring the secrecy and the obsessive secrecy of this presidency. It's because the press is actually being beat up by this presidency very effectively. I have friends in the White House press corps who tell me they've never had it so bad. This administration moved in, they pulled the shades, closed the doors, put a gag order out and shrink-wrapped this White House so that nothing could get out.
And they'll call your editor and threaten you with your job if you ask a tough question, or they will shut you out, you won't have access, and your editor, you'll be transferred because your job depends on having access.
This is very true, and it's actually humorous at times. So few press conferences have been given by this president that the few he's done is they march the press into the East Room in pairs like they were kindergartners and to keep control of them. And then they obviously it's scripted. One of the things that, you know, I had very good inside sources for a lot of the material I put in this book.
Well, the book is, by the way, on the New York Times bestseller list, number 3, number 5, something like that.
It's dropped down to number 3. They ran out of books is what they tell me is what happened is why I lost my position. But that's a good problem to have happen, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, the press itself is really building up a reservoir of ill will for George Bush.
And when will it explode?
Well, I think it's, you know,
as we get closer to the election,
it's not dissimilar from what happened with Nixon, where he had this reservoir of ill will that he drew deeply on during Watergate. There may be the situation where this president and vice president are going to draw on that same ill will, and they're going to wish they'd treated the press better.
Kathy in Masonville, hi, you're live with John Dean and Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, hi, Enid. My question is for Mr. Dean.
We don't have much time, so if
okay,
you can make it brief.
I was just curious. I tried to buy your book a few weeks ago, and I couldn't. It was sold out. But I'm curious. I heard the last chapter as a kind of what-if scenario. What if Bush gets reelected? I'd just like to hear your thoughts about that.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah, the last chapter, the end of the book, is a rather alarming situation. I really deal with, I trace 11 potential scandals that could erupt at any time in this presidency and really be worse than Watergate. But I also, there's something that could be far worse than any scandal and take the air out of democracy. And I wasn't really quite sure how to handle this issue. And about the time I was wrestling with it, Tommy Franks, the general who was in charge of CINCOM, was retired from the Army, and he gave his first interview. And in that interview, he said, he was asked, what is the most serious thing people should be thinking about, particularly with regard to terrorism? And Tommy Franks said, there's no question what they should be thinking about, and that is what happens if this country learns that a terrorist organization becomes in possession of a weapon of mass destruction. And Tommy Franks said, I fear for the Constitution at that point. I fear it could be shredded. I fear for the very kind of democracy that we know. And I address that because I don't know what Tommy Franks had in mind, but I do know that he's probably seen the same kind of plans that I saw for contingency operations of government, and they're not very cheerful plans, what could happen. And my trouble is that we have an administration that is trying to keep the terror in terrorism rather than educate the American people.
They're terrorizing us.
And try to
and they have been completely incompetent in actually implementing what would minimize terrorism in this country. They're busy fighting an irrelevant war.
Exactly.
That has sapped our resources, takes our first responders, and puts them where they can't be helpful in this country.
It's easier to govern by fear
than
it is with people debating.
But somebody did a comparison between Franklin Roosevelt taking office in the height of the Depression when there was so much fear, and his objective was to try to minimize that and make us feel stronger. And he famously said, we have only, fear to fear. What was the line?
One thing we have to fear
is fear itself.
Well, right.
Okay. So that was the line. Whereas this administration wants to wedge us apart and use fear to manipulate us. And when somebody did a study on the societies like Franco Spain, where you live under a fearful kind of regime, it's a less productive, it's a less creative, it's a less everything kind of a society. In every way, it's a repressed universe.
True. And one of the reasons I put this in the book is because if people realize this and they can discuss it and we get these things up on the table, we'll get them in perspective. The only Republican of national note that I've heard really address this is Rudy Giuliani, who's certainly got great credentials to talk about terrorism because he was right there on the scene on 9/11. And he said people got to get it together. They've got to understand and get this in perspective that terrorism and the likelihood of their life being affected directly by terrorism is very remote. They're much greater bodily danger going to work every morning, or 100 other things. And the terrorists win when we become frightened by them.
And then we become terrorized.
And we become terrorized.
John Dean, thank you so much for joining us today. The book, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush. You can meet him tonight at East High, 7 o'clock, tomorrow at Tattered Cover at Cherry Creek, noon to 1, or tomorrow evening if you're an attorney at the CTLA dinner downtown Marriott. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein.
KNRC.
We have to talk.
It's green. It's spicy. It's guacamole. Introducing the guacamole bacon $6 burger at Carl's Jr. The only restaurant-style burger at a fast food place. Participation may vary.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one die from our dice collection, roll a 2, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a 6 and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy, you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
And now with weather on the hour, here's meteorologist Jenna Moran.
Thanks so much, Tom. It looks like the jet stream will usher in temperatures way below normal. Clouds will be with us all this week. No sunshine is expected for quite some time. Also, heavy wind advisories will be in effect with a possibility for downed trees and power lines. But there is good news on the way.
What's that, Jenna?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in weekdays to KNRC at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And join AM 1150 KNRC at the Leadership Challenge Workshop on Tuesday, May 18th, featuring the Tom Peters Company. The workshop will help you make a difference in your career and help establish your role as a leader in your organization. Go to knrcradio.com for more information. The workshop is sponsored by KNRC, EKSNH Accounting, First National Bank of Colorado, and the Denver Business Journal. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank all of you who called and listened. Thank you, Joe Anderson, and thank you, Jordan Lyles, for doing such a wonderful job today. I was delighted to have John Dean on. I think we're going to put him up on the website so that you can. The interview will be archived. If you missed it, you'll be able to access it that way. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. I'll see you tomorrow, noon to 3. Doug Kellett up next. I'm Enid Goldstein. See you tomorrow at noon. You're listening to AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
I'm Barton Eckert. NBC News Radio, I'm Barton Eckert. Senators who have seen the latest set of pictures showing the abuse of Iraqi prisoners say they are appalling. NBC's Bob Kerr is on Capitol Hill.
Some of the early reaction for you. Senator Daniel Inouye emerges from the session. He's asked if it's significantly different from what he has seen already in public. He says it's worse. Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana says it has increased the level of vulgarity.
The body of slain American civilian Nick Berg has arrived back in the United States. President Bush says the slaying in Iraq should not shake America's resolve.
Their intention is to shake our will. Their intention is to shake our confidence. Yet, by their actions, they remind us of how desperately parts of the world need free societies.
I'm Barton Eckert, NBC News Radio.
Can the right brakes make you faster? In 1953, it was their revolutionary new braking system that allowed Jaguar to dominate Le Mans. Better brakes meant drivers could attack the straightaways with far more ferocity, a lesson well remembered.